The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
Last week, the Northall football team opened up the 2024 high school football state playoffs with a thrilling 21-14 overtime win over the Gilmer Bobcats. It all came down to overtime with Northall scoring the winning touchdown in overtime.
McGarvey looking, throws a fade, a man wide open, touchdown!
Wide open.
23, Justin Allen, the tight end, first catch of the night for the touchdown.
And then the ball game ended with a great defensive stand, stopping Gilmer on fourth down.
They set it up, they run in there, they stop him.
Wow.
They stop him.
No!
He did not get it!
And
they win!
This week, the fifth-seeded Trojans take on the number 12-seed Upsalee Knights out of Thomaston in the second round of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs. They're at home looking for more Brickyard magic as they play at home at the Brickyard at Lynn Cottrell Stadium at Northall. It's Northall against Upsalee here on 97.5 Glory FM. And time to start tonight's broadcast of the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. It all starts now.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
It is round number two of the high school football state playoffs here from Northall High School. Hi, everyone, along with Joe Gailey and Gary Glenn. Mike Warford with you here. We're back at home for week number two of the playoffs. Number 5-seed Trojans taking on the number 12-seed team from Upsalee. Winner of this game plays next week against either LaGrange or Sandy Creek. We're going to try to have scores for you throughout the evening on that game between the Rangers and the Patriots. If LaGrange wins, we're back here at home next week if Northall wins tonight. If Sandy Creek wins, we head down to Tyrone, south of the airport, next week to bring you that action right here on your radio station for North Georgia Sports, 97.5 Glory FM. So the first thing is, can't get any more exciting than it was last week.
Hey, yeah, well, you want it to be an exciting game, but for me, I like for it to be like a two-touchdown lead in the last 4 or 5 minutes, you know, a little bit of comfort zone there, if you will. That last week, Gary, I know at the end of the game I was a little hoarse, and then the little drainage I had on Tuesday and Wednesday has made it a little worse, so Gary may have to do a lot of talking tonight.
Well, I tell you, you know, that was one of the more bizarre endings of a game of any level I think I've ever seen.
Well, when you have the starting kicker for Gilmer County goes in, attempts a field goal from about, you know, 25, 30 yards, misses it, but there's a roughing the kicker. They assess the penalty. The substitute kicker comes in. He misses it wide to the left. So new life for Northall. They go to the overtime period, and then both teams get it at the 25. Northall throws that fade pass to a wide open. I mean, by what, Justin Allen was probably 15 yards open right there over here on the right side, left side. And then Northall defensively, Gary, came up and made the big stop when they had to.
Right. And they finally said that they gave credit to
Buddy Clark?
Yeah, Buddy Clark, who did that. And it was kind of touching to read the accounts of that because, you know, Buddy's dad passed away.
Yeah. Well, if you heard Coach Sean Pender last Saturday morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show, you heard all about that, Gary, and it went viral last Saturday morning. It's a great story.
Well, you know, that wasn't his only stop of the night. He had two solo tackles, including that game winner, but he had six total tackles and a fumble recovery. So he had a pretty good game last week.
Well, they're going to have to step up again this week. Now, you know, Upsalee offensively is not the pounding ground. They're going to throw it a little bit. They're going to run it a little bit. And the Nico Wells, the quarterback for them, now he's got 1,183 yards throwing the ball and 356 running the ball. He's in 19 touchdowns is what he's got credited to him, but he has 10 interceptions on the season also. So Northall can't let anybody behind him on defense tonight.
Well, you mentioned him. He's got a couple of receivers that are pretty good, especially one, Malachi Character. He's their running back. He got 773 yards, but got about 1,000 yards, 66 receptions for 1,000 yards, or close to 1,000 yards, and 10 touchdowns between three of his receivers. Batavius Riviera, Akiandra Cheney, and Jaden Skelton. So you're right, Joe. I mean, you mentioned the quarterback who can get it aired out with almost 1,500 total yards, 19 touchdowns. And so they've got a guy who can run it and throw it. They got another guy who can run it. You got three guys who can catch it. Plus, they got a pretty stingy defense. You know, you and I were talking about Malachi Character at 6'1", 175, leads all of AAA in tackles, Joe. You said, what did you say, 142?
142
tackles.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, it is. That's almost double the leading tackler for North Hall this year.
Well, coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM, we continue counting down to kickoff with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. You have your coach Sean Pinder. It comes up next on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an O. Give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary. And they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Welcome back to North Hall Trojan Playoff Football, 97.5 Glory FM. Time to talk to the coach, Sean Pinder, getting ready for the kickoff of tonight's ball game. Coach, first of all, tell me, can this game be as exciting as last Friday night's game?
Well, it definitely can be just as exciting. I'm kind of, hoping for, my heart, that it's not quite as dramatic. But, yes, it's going to be a very good football team that we're playing, and we're going to have to play really good football in order for us to get a W.
All right, so a number 12 seed really doesn't mean anything, does it?
Not in these power rankings. Again, this is my first time ever being in power ranking systems. I just look at the way the team's playing, and the team that we're about to play is a very good football team, and you can throw those power rankings out the window. I know that they got a team like Sandy Creek in the region who was a very, very good football team, rated number one for a majority of the year. I think that they ended up number four in power rankings, and because of the way it's done, with Upson Lee finishing number two behind them, they ended up just being put 12, and that's something that's just above my understanding. I just know they're a very good football team, but I like our football team too. I like the way we play, and if we play our best football, we'll have a chance for victory.
All right, so tell our listeners about Upson Lee, please.
Well, Upson Lee, offensively they're a pretty balanced team. They're physical in the run game. Their quarterback is also kind of physical. He reminds me a lot of our quarterback, Smith McGarvey, with the ability to get the job done with his legs and his arms. And then they have speed. I mean, you're going to see speed all over the field. They're number three for them. He plays both ways. He's a receiver and a corner. He's probably going to be the fastest guy on the field, but number 15 and 18, number two, those guys aren't far behind him. so that's an advantage they do have on us. However, we just got to play discipline and keep them in front of us and try not to allow them to have big plays. But, yeah, offensively, they have those explosive weapons. And defensively, they got the state's leading tackler in their middle linebacker, number four. And he's a very good football player. He's smart. He's aggressive. You can tell he studies a lot of film. But he also benefits from a good defensive line. He has three really good defensive linemen in front of him to help get the offensive linemen off of him. That gives him the ability to make a lot of tackles. And again, those same guys that are receiver threats are also in the secondary for them, and they're just fast. But so we just got to play really disciplined football when we're going against this team of this caliber.
All right, when I hear speed, I get concerned. I go back to last year's game with Stockbridge. Do they have that kind of speed?
Stockbridge was a whole nother level. It's not just, yes, do they have that type of speed? Absolutely. But that team that we lost to in Stockbridge, and they made it to the state championship game and had almost it won. They just had some unfortunate things that happened in the state championship game. But you want to talk about a team that was definitely gifted with speed. That Stockbridge team was definitely gifted with. They had a phenomenal running back.
All right, so then we compare last week's game to this week's game. It's not even a comparison, is it, because of the type of offenses?
No, it's completely different. You know, the good thing for us in preparation is we do a lot of similar things. So both schools like to attack their opponents in the same exact way. So we're familiar with that, so it was easier for us to prepare to get ready for this team. But now when it comes to the type of athletes they have, that's not really a comparison either. They got athletes all over the place, so we just have to play really good football.
All right, how about defensively? Because we know what Gilmer did to us last week, the way they were hitting us. How about this team from Upson Lee?
Oh, it's the same. I mean, you don't make it to the playoffs without having a physical, solid, defense. And that's just something you're going to see week in and week out. Their defensive line is really good. Their linebackers are very physical. They fly around. They hustle to the ball. And, again, they have a fast secondary.
All right, how about key to the game?
Key to the game for us is don't allow explosive plays and create turnovers. On the defensive side of the ball, on the offensive side of the ball, we have to sustain drives, and our drives all have to finish with a kick. So that means we can't have a turnover. When I mean drives finish with a kick, we prefer it to be a point after touchdown or a field goal would be our second preference, and then a punt would be our third preference. We can't turn the ball over with interceptions and fumbles and give them extra possessions. Also, special teams is the key. Our special teams has got to do really well. I'm not really looking for us to score points on our special teams, but not to give up points and not to give up field position on special teams. If we can do that, because, again, they're very explosive. They can take a kickoff return to the house pretty easy. They can do it with punt returns. So we got to try to eliminate that threat that they do.
It'd be nice to have some more Brickyard Magic than that, too, you know what?
It sure would. And, Brickyard Magic was something I wasn't familiar with until last week, and sure enough, that happened. So let's keep our fingers crossed on that one.
And coming up next, we count down to kickoff. We got North Hall and Upson Lee here on 97.5 Glory FM. More of the Longstreet Cafe pregame show coming up.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday night football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
County done to kick off as North Hall takes on Upsilon. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you. Time for the starting lineup, Joe.
For North Hall, Trojans come in 9-2, 7-0, region 6-3A champions. Sean Pender will start at receiver. Number 3, Ty Kemp. Number 9, Ethan Croft. And number 1, Cole Cable. The tight end will be number 23, Justin Allen. Across the line of scrimmage will be 73, Kate Hawthorne. 71, Henry Weaver. 77, Eli Ham. 59, Thomas Scream. And 75, Mason McGill. Quarterback will be number 8, Smith McGarvey. And the running back, number 12, Parker Carlton. The kicker will be Blake Carmona, number 4, and the punter, Walker Vining, number 85. On defense, for Upson Lee, the Knights, Justin Elder, they're 8-3. They were 6-2 out of Region 6, 2, or Region 2, 3A, excuse me, number 2 team over there. Defense will run a 4-3. E.J. Harp, number 8, will be a defensive end, along with Denari Washington, number 11. Nose guard will be 66, Damari Keenan, and number 5, a defensive tackle, DeKing Brown. The linebackers will be 7, Trey Jones, 7, Amari Fletcher, and 4, Malachi Character. As Gary mentioned, the leading tackler in 3A across the state this year with 142. Cornerback will be number 19, Bentavious Revere, and number 3, Keyonday Cheney. Safeties will be Jaden Skelton, and number 12, John Bentlery. On the other side of the football, 4, Upson Lee. Across the line of scrimmage, you'll have a tackle, number 50, Landon Holloway, a guard, 77, Zachary Johnson, the center, 75, Bo Fulcher, 57, Jaden Wise will be a guard, and 51, Keel Dixon, a tackle. The receivers will be Trey Jones, number 7, Bentavious Revere, number 19, Akiandre Cheney, number 3 will be the last receiver. Quarterback will be number 9, Nico Wells. Running back, number 4, Malachi Character, and eight. Halfback or H-back, number 8, E.J. Hart. Their kicker will be Caleb Beverly, 92, and the punter will be Nico Wells, number 9. Defensively for the Trojans, they're going to run, start out in a 4-3 tonight. Defensive ends will be number 35, Tanner White, number 34, Matthew Arceo. Defensive tackle will be 0, Charlie House, and number 95, Dawson Reed. The linebackers will be 21, McKinley Kemp, number 12, Parker Carlton, and 28, Buddy Clark. Defensive backs will be Jake Clark, number 19, 11, Charlie Dyer, 17, Walker Davis, and 5, Connor Harwood. That rounds it out offensively and defensively for Upson Lee and North Hall.
You see, again, they're the number 2 team out of Region 2 AAA North Hall, the Region 6 AAA champions. Joe, going for another win tonight would give them a 10-2 mark if they can win tonight.
Yeah, they've got 9 in a row. They lost the first two of the season, did the Trojans. They've won 9 in a row. The best record they've ever run in a row is 13. So they're going for 10 in a row tonight if they can keep that streak going and hopefully get to play at home again next Friday.
And it is if LaGrange were to upset Sandy Creek down in Tyrone. It'll be LaGrange and North Hall playing here next week. And, of course, LaGrange defeated Lumpkin County last Friday night. If it's Sandy Creek, we travel down to Tyrone. We've been there never before in our years of broadcasting high school football here on 97.5 Glory FM. So we'll see what happens. It'll be great to keep it here. And North Hall could play at home all the way to the bins, Joe.
If it could, that'd be really nice. I know Gary and I'd like to be here all the way to the bins.
That'd be all right.
That'd be nice that'd with be us right. for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, defensively, Gary, I think it's going to be a really who can take advantage of stuff tonight, because Upson Lee has caused several turnovers this year. I think about 27. North Hall has, the last couple of weeks, has been bad about turning it over.
Yeah, and, you know, both of these teams are kind of trying to get past the second round, Joe. Hadn't been past the second round in a while. As you mentioned before, North Hall with 9 straight wins, but they hadn't made it past round 2 in 12 years. And they're 4-5 overall in the playoffs in the second round. They've lost 3 straight, though, in the second round. Now, the Knights, even longer drought. They haven't made round 3 since 1993. Mm-hmm. And in the current format with the 32-team bracket, they're 0-4. But they have won 6 in a row, and that's their best streak in 22 years. So both of them with some winning streaks, some pride on the line, something to play for here. Trying to get into that third round, very elusive.
Mm-hmm. Gary, if you remember in your history of high school football, this school was a merger of schools years ago. It used to be Upson County and the old R.E. Lee Institute, if you remember that school. And then they merged together and became Upson Lee, and they've been a really good football team ever since.
Well, and they've shown it by making playoffs year after year. But as we said, it's been a while. Now, we have the officials coming out now, and they're about to meet in midfield. Joe, you can look at the captains. I'll give you the officials right quick. They're from the Multi-County Association in Gwinnett. The referee is Don Binkin. Glenn Thomas is your umpire. Headline judge is Wren Rippey. Field judge is Tim Smith. Side judge is Sean Harbin. Back judge is Anthony Shepard. On the electric clock, we got Laurie Binkin, wife of Don. And on the play clock, it's Caleb Scaffo. We're riding, walking out to midfield.
All right, captains for Upson Lee, number 4, Malachi Character, number 7, now Trevion Jones and Nico Wells, number 9 for the Trojans, 0, Charlie House, 8, Smith McGarvey, 11, Charlie Dyer, and 12, Parker Carlton are the captains for North Hall tonight. Put them down in the spotlight down there for sure. They got everything off but that one spotlight there.
Number 12. That's it. Because of that, we're going to let you call the toss, okay? What I have here is a coin that says CDC on it. That's the heads, okay? That's the heads. So that's the coronavirus that kept you out of school. That's the tails, okay? All right. I want you to call it loud enough that gentleman down there can hear you. What is it?
Tails.
What did he say?
He said tails.
He said tails. Let's see what it is. It is heads.
North Hall wins the toss.
What I want you to do, I believe you said that your coach said you wanted to kick from the clock. Yeah. So what I want you to do is come over here, and Glenn, you're going to follow them over here.
Well, there you go. North Hall wants the ball.
All right, there you go. Coming up next, we'll kick things off. It is the second round of the Class AAA State Playoffs with Upson Lee and North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
The Georgia High School Association is a voluntary, nonprofit organization composed of over 450 public and private high schools. The GHSA administers regulations for region and state competition in 19 sports and 2 activities. Founded in 1908, the GHSA strives to promote good sportsmanship, participant safety, and fair play among its member schools. For more information, visit ghsa.net. Follow at Official GHSA on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
The Georgia High School Association and 97.5 Glory FM WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Longstreet Cafe, Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Representative Lee Hawkins, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and by Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM WGTJ.
All right, back here at North Hall. Joe, time to get the picture.
Thank you, sir. Get the picture, folks. You got Upson Lee all in white with purple headgear, purple numbers, and purple trim. North Hall all in green with the black headgear, Trojans on the side of the helmet, big white numbers on the front and the back. North Hall will be receiving to start with, so they'll be going from left to right as you look at your radio dial. Upson Lee will kick from the old field house towards the Bob, the new field house, to start the game, tonight's game.
Joe, you mentioned the defense, and the Knights will be on defense first. They blocked two field goals and a punt. They've given up less than 17 points a game during their win streak, and they forced, as you said, 27 turnovers, which includes 14 interceptions, 74 tackles for loss, 16 sacks. They've won close, they've lost close, they've won big, and they've lost big.
Nope.
They've scored anywhere from 0 points in a game to 40 or 50. Mm-hmm. Which Upson Lee team is going to show up tonight?
Exactly. But when you look at the stats, they've scored 266, which is 24 a game. They've given up 194, which is 17.6 points a game. North Hall's scored 335 and given up 203. You know, North Hall would like to be on that scoring 30 and only giving up 18 tonight, as they've been throughout their 11-game season so far. You will have for Upson Lee, number 92, Caleb Beverly, kicking it off for Upson Lee. Back deep will be Cole Cable and Ty Kemp. Referee in the white hat says, "I'm ready." I think he tuned his whistle, and Beverly kicks it short. Little pooch kick will come down the far side to about the 19. The 25 tries to get around, man, the 30. The 35 get brought down from behind. That was number 3, Ty Kemp, out to about the 32-yard line. So a decent little return of about 13 or 14 yards. Give North Hall a good field position out at the 37, it looks like, to start the contest.
Hey Joe, field position will be very important to that.
Yes, it will. No turnovers, and field position will be key in tonight's game, Gary, I believe.
And on the kick coverage team, Quaylen Mathis, a sophomore, came down to make the stop, and we're ready for some football, Joe.
McGarvey back in his shotgun position, got Carlton over to his right. 1, 2, 3, 4 receivers. One's kind of in a slot. That's going to be Allen. One man in motion, that's Kemp. He gets a little pitch coming around the near side. 35, 40, trying to dodge around the guys, get out to about the 41, excuse me. So he gets about 4 yards maybe across the 40 to the 41. It'll be second down and about 6. GHSA assigns the regular game officials, the clock operators as always, but in this, and when they get in the playoffs, they also assign the 3 chain crew.
Trey Jones, a 6'2", 210-pound defensive back, made that stop, although he was squared up by John Bentley.
Two wide outs, so both on the far side, balls on the near hash mark. McGarvey has it, looks to pass. Got time, throws it on the far side, complete. Got the first down, it looks like from up here, complete right at the first down marker out there to that Ty Kemp. And number 3 caught that one right at the first down marker. And it'll be first down for the Trojans at the 48.
Jordan Little, number 13, 5'11", 170-pound junior on the coverage over there. But McGarvey, that little flick of the wrist, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, last week, I think if you'll remember, he was a little off on a little high on some of his passes. That was right on the bullseye on that one. He needs to do that all night long tonight. McGarvey, Carlton over to his right. 3 running backs on the near side, 1 on the far, 1 man in motion. That's 22, Jacob Adams. Runs him from this side to the far side. Back to pass. McGarvey looking. Got a man on him. Got a hold on him. Gets away from that man. He better run. He throws it in the middle. Incomplete. Threw it behind his receiver. That receiver was number 9, Ethan Croft, and he threw it behind Ethan, who was wide open. Well, only would have been about a 5-yard gain. I think he could have ran and picked up 5 there, Gary.
When Schliemann went down, McGarvey came on, didn't he?
Yep.
1,719 yards of rush and pass offense, 17 touchdowns. Wow.
And one thing, Joe, last week he threw behind the guys a lot last week, too.
Yeah, he did. And that one, he was in motion going towards his to his left.
Well, he was running for his life,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he had a man right on his tail right there. Smith has it, looking to throw right over the middle, complete the tie. Ty gets to the 50, so got 2 yards. It'll be 3rd and 8.
Little dump pass right there. That was Malachi Character. We've talked about him, the linebacker, 6'1", 175-pounder. I guess that's his 143rd tackle of the year, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Leading all of AAA.
It's
amazing.
Yep, came in with 142. You know,
That's a lot of tackles.
Yeah, Joe, it must be a zone defense in the backfield for the Knights.
One man, Carlton, over to the right, left of his quarterback. One man in motion. It's going to be Cable. Now we've got a flag on the far side, and comes in very late. Going to be a legal procedure on the Trojans. Don't know what it was, but it was illegal procedure.
Well, the Knights were jumping around on defense. They were keeping pace with the receivers. might have drawn one of the Trojans off a little bit early.
Yep.
They're playing. They almost had like seven guys in the box right there, Joe. They had everybody in pretty tight.
Backs them up five. It's third down and about 13.
Joe, again, you heard Coach Penner last Saturday morning talking about the very thing. We cannot commit a lot of penalties, especially non-tackle type of penalties.
Exactly.
Pre-snap penalties.
Can't play from behind the chains. That's tough on anybody, for sure. Four wideouts, two on the near, two on the far. Ball basically in the middle of the field at the 45 of North Hall. McGarvey putting one man in motion. Look, comes back to pass. Got a man coming on in a hurry. He's got to throw a little flare pass out to number 12. That's Carlton. The 50, the 45, the 40. Cuts inside the 35, down to the 30 and rolls to the 29.
Nice third down conversion there.
Almost like a little screen right there. Gary gets it out to Parker. Parker had two guys out in front blocking around the 40. He was able to get down to the 30. Nice play.
Yeah, and he got away from Big King Brown, 6'3", 270-pound senior, to complete that. And all of a sudden, off to the races till he was finally wrestled down in the secondary by Cleveland Nichols.
About 25 yards, Joe.
He barely got away from DeKing. DeKing was coming on him like everything.
Oh, and he's a big boy.
Big old boy. Runners on, guys on both sides of the quarterback this time. You got Kemp on one side, Carlton on the other. One wide out far side. Smith going to try and keep it. And there's that big man you just called him, DeKing. Comes in and gets the quarterback sack. Tackle for a loss of about 3 yards. It'll be second and 13 from the 32-and-a-half.
Sure does move well for a man.
Oh, he does.
6'3", 270, whatever.
Yeah, he was back there in a hurry, for sure.
Second and 13.
He had a pretty good swim move I saw a while ago, Joe, where, they teach you that, how to kind of swim past the your offensive lineman to shuck him off and
drop
get back there.
And shoulder
drop
and pull
it up. Yep. And nobody touched him after that. That's the reason he was able to get on him so quick.
Maybe a running back to help with Smith in the backfield.
Second 13, four wideouts. Two on the near, two on the far, ball on the near hash mark. One running back on the left of McGarvey. Smith takes the snap. Looking, got time. Throws this one complete right on the sideline at the 18. Is it complete?
Yeah, I gave him credit for that.
He said it is. Got his 22, caught that one.
Got his toes down.
Jacob Adams was open right there in between the seams. And it will be a first down at the 18-yard line of Upson Lee North Hall with another first down.
Pretty good-looking drive for the Trojans right here. They've had to come from behind the chains a time or two as well.
First down, ball's on about the 18 and a half. They can get a first down before getting in the end zone. One setback, that's Carlton. He'll get the pick. The call, he's across the 15 down to about the 14. So about a 3 or 4 yard gain by Parker Carlton that time.
E.J. Harp, a senior defensive end at 220 pounds, drags him down.
And North Hall's driven almost 45-plus yards here in his opening possession of the ball game. No score just underway here for North Hall.
Give him five. It'll be second and five. Now he's down to the 13-yard line. Is Parker Carlton.
Yeah, and Carlton came into this with 771 yards of total offense.
Cole Lindleaf, one of the receivers, he's on the near side, three on the far side. McGarvey out, rolling out to the far side, looking, steps inside. He's going to run. He'll ball, drop the ball, but I think he picked it right back up, thank goodness, right there at the 13.
Yeah, everything, that was a coverage.
Yep.
Coverage play right there, Joe. Everybody was covered up, so Smith had to tuck it up and run, but he turned it into a little bit of a game.
Big Mason McGill on that far side did a nice job of the block on that far side to give Smith a little bit of time to run up in there, even though he didn't get any yardage out of it. Third down, 5 yards to go. Ball's on the 13. They can get down to about the 8 to get the first down. 7-11 in the quarter. Hands off to Carlton. Carlton trying to bounce out across the 10 down to about the 8.
Close, Joe.
Be close to the first down.
I don't
looking
think
at the far side.
I don't think they're going to measure it. I think they're going to give it to him.
Well, they don't measure anymore. We know about that.
No, look at that. Oh, I'm wrong. Oh, wow.
A terrible spot.
Yep. I agree with Gary on that one, Mike. He was standing on the 8-yard line, the far side official, and they backed it up about a half a yard.
They've got the soccer box there, and I thought he was on that line, which is right on the 8.
That's now fourth down play for North Hall. 10th play now, 11th play of the drive.
McGarvey's going to go up under center, take it in a hurry.
Oh, that's an illegal procedure.
Yeah, he took off too early.
Took off too early. Yep.
So now you both saw it. Settle for a field goal.
See what they do right here. 6:34 left in the quarter. Big number 77, Eli Ham, the center, comes out of there hollering. I don't know if he's saying let's go for it or whatever right there, but he's hollering something.
Against the Trojans.
Yep. Back him up five.
So I think it's early in the game. You got to get the points.
Yep.
There's second penalty on this drive, too.
Move the ball.
in the drive again on the 37.
McGarvey's out there, but they're going to go for it, Mike. It's fourth down and five.
Wow.
And they're going to go for it.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of scary from the stand. Now, they put the big guys in.
They must have seen something,
in.
Joe.
Huh?
They must have seen something.
Yeah, Charlie House is in. Dalton Hultz is in. No, they're going to kick it.
McGarvey's the holder.
Yeah.
And he's going to hold it at the 20, so it's going to be a 30-yard attempt.
Is that Walker Vining, 85, would be the kicker. Snap, hold, the kick is up. It is long enough. It is good. Right inside the upright. 3-0 Trojans with 6:15.
And we're back in 1 minute or more. High school football on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
Unofficial, I have Northall taking the opening possession, 50 yards on 12 plays, a Walker Vining field goal, 5:45 on the clock. It may be a very important thing, Joe, to keep their offense off the field.
Yeah, exactly. 6:12 left now. Walker Vining will kick off. Their return guys are Jaden Shelton, Keonde, Andre Cheney, Ventavious Revere, and Trey Jones.
Yeah, they ran the clock after the field goal, so make it 5:48 officially.
Little pop-up comes down to 32. Oh, he brought an opening across the 40, down to the 50, across midfield, down to the 48. That was number 33 that took off with that one. Aiden Tindall, a junior, took off. He caught it to 32, 33, and went across midfield. 17, 18-yard return there, Gary.
That's great field position for the Knights to open things up, man.
Yes,
and, guys, Coach Fitter told me that was the one concern he had about them was their special teams, with their speed. You know, if we ever had to punt the football, punt it out of bounds and just keep these guys from touching the football.
Right. Then it's kind of hard to do that because you're going to start to 35 if you kick
well,
it out of bounds.
Well, kick off you would, but I'm going to punt it.
Yeah. All right. You'll have Nico Wells.
Yeah, and you're already on the other guy's side of the 50, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Trey Jones wide out on the near side, ball on the far hash mark. Nico Wells won by a character back there beside him. Revere in motion, comes to the near side. Wells back to pass, looking, got a man open, looking downfield, throws it over his head about 2 or 3 yards.
He was open, though.
Yeah, he got behind the defense right there, Gary, and he was open, but the ball was luckily about 2 or 3 yards over his head.
And that's the one thing, North Hall cannot let those receivers get past him.
Exactly.
In the cornerback and safety spots.
And guys, this is a big quarterback, 5'11", 215 is what he's listed as.
He's got on the padding, the extra shell around him, so he looks really thick in the middle with that extra padding on. Wells does. I think he's just a, let's see, Wells is just a junior, too. Four wideouts. He'll take the snap, handoff to a man coming to the near side. That's Jones to the 50. Oh, they clock it up. Charlie House trying to grab him. Now he's going to lose yards and go back the other way. The 50. Walker Davis after him. He can't meet him. He's going down the sideline. The flag comes in. 30, 20, 10. He gets in for the touchdown. But we've got a flag back around the 30.
Look, that's the concern, Joe. Go back to Stockbridge last year.
Yep.
That cannot happen.
All that speed. Brought to this side, everybody collapsed, Gary,
yeah,
and he took off the other side.
Turned around, and North Hall almost had him twice.
Mm-hmm.
And with just speed, he pulled away and turned that corner over there, but this one's coming back. But, Joe, he literally ran from one side of the field where the play was originally intended to go all the way to the other side and took it down the sidelines.
Well, the field legally is 53 yards wide. So he came 25, went back across there 75, and then went up the field another 50. So he ran 125 yards, and it looks like it's coming back on the penalty.
Well, but you can't depend on penalties to bring them back every time. You've got to wrap these people up.
Holding is what you're going to take, and he's going to take it from that spot, and it'll be second down. They'll take it from the spot, which was the 35, I believe, and push it back to the 45. It'll be second and about 5.5 for Upson Lee, the Knights. North Hall leads it 3-0 over the Knights. 5:44 left here in the first quarter.
Still second down.
Second down. Upson Lee back in a regular huddle. Wells brings them out. Character back on one side. Maybe EJ. Empty set this time with Wells in the backfield. Wells takes it. Looking now, he's going to run it across the 45, the 40. He's tackled, knocked down right past the first down marker at about the 38-yard line. He gets the first down at about the 38 or 39.
I think that was Carlton down. Parker Carlton, I think, was the initial lick there. But let's see what they're going to give him. First down.
Yep, first down at the 39-yard line for Upson Lee. 5:31 in the quarter now. North Hall up by three.
Well, we told you he was a load. He's tough.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to bring down.
1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. Ball on the far hash mark. Two wideouts on the far side. Two on the near side.
Be running.
Running back there, back there with him. And the quarterback's going to take it again right up the middle. And he's going to get off the far side, close to the first down over there, across the 30, down to about the 29. According to the spot over here, Gary, looks like he's going to be about a yard short at the 30, though.
But you can't be giving up 11 yards, 9 yards of pop, especially to the quarterback. Although, as we said, he came into this one with a, like 19 total touchdowns and 1,500 yards of total offense. So he's a huge cog in the machine of the Knights on the offensive side of things.
He got 8 on the carry, right out of bounds at around the 32 on the far side of North Hall. Second down and 2, 4:31 in the quarter.
Watch a pass on this one. This is a down to try to catch North Hall napping.
Jones with Hart back there with him. Gives it off to the big man. He's only in the ball. Came out after, but he was already down. Going to be right at the 30. I think he's going to be short. Might be right at the first down marker. They might give it to him.
So the big question for me for our defensive backfield, linebackers, corners, and safeties, do you go one-on-one? I don't think you can have the speed to do that. You got to play zone, but, boy, you got to be very careful.
Yep. Third down, and it's short. Inches to get the first down. They've got to get to the 29. They're about the 29.5. So third and about 6.
Roy inches. Caldwell, one of the big tackles, had to go out. Joey lost his helmet.
Ah. Wells back there with one guy beside him. Wells going to hand off to the big man there beside him. That was number 2, Amari Fletcher. Fletcher down across the 30, down to about the 26, it looks like. It'll be a first down for the Knights.
Well, he's a pretty good-sized guy, too, at 6 foot, 195 pounds. He's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
So they can hit you with Character or Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good, pretty good 1-2 punch for the Knights right there.
And Harp's a pretty decent-sized boy, too. And Harp,
oh, yeah.
Not number 8 runs in halfback, yep. First down, ball is at the 26-yard line, 3:35 in the quarter. North Hall with a slim 3-0 lead. They get the field goal, the 30-yarder by Walker Vining to start the scoring tonight. Put a man in motion. That's Fletcher. Quarterback's going to take it. Wells right up the middle. One man gets by him. He's across the 10, 5, touchdown, it looks like. Right in the corner. See where they mark it at. No, they're going to say he's down.
He stepped out at the 1.
Stepped out at the 1, it looks like.
Something like that, but again, the quarterback just took off.
As our buddy Ron Poole would say, you ain't off at any time, and he's done that 3 times on this drive alone.
Well, they may let him take it in. You know, they haven't thrown a pass yet. I thought second and short was a perfect chance to try one, but they didn't do that. Now they're going to say Joey stepped out at the 4, so
okay.
North Hall got a little bit more of a
first down and goal at the 4. They did try one pass. It was over the head of the receiver, though,
right,
about 2 or 3 yards. First play of the game, offense play for them.
Yep, that's right.
All right, first down and goal for Upson Lee. You've got Fletcher on the left side of his quarterback. They're going to hand off to Fletcher. Fletcher goes in there, and a couple of backers come up and hit him. He gets across the 5 down to about the 3s where he gets knocked down at.
I think it was Buddy Clark.
Buddy made the tackle?
Yeah, I think Buddy was at the bottom of it. He came up like he was one of the first ones that hit him. Buddy, not a really big guy, but he's 5'7", 166, but he had the game's clinching stop last week against Gilmer in overtime.
Got about a yard out of it. It'll be second down and goal from the 3 now. Nico Wells with the quarterback. Got Fletcher back there with him on one side. Splits out Akeandre Chaney on the far side. On the near side is Trey Jones. Quarterback, oh, just going to flip it over the top and threw it way too high, incomplete. He was just trying to flip it over the top that time, Gary. It looked like down there to E.J. Hart.
Tried to do a little dump pass, just straightened up and threw it over there, but he threw it over his head, and Walker Davis was there shadowing him, too. He might have heard a footstep or two.
Yep. Not there on his third down and goal.
Well, I think he let your quarterback take this, don't you?
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't last time.
Yeah, me too.
He's running the ball. Wells back there with Fletcher beside him on his right. Two wideouts. Quarterback's going to take it off the far side over there. Pushing. And he's going to be down at the one. They held him, outside the end zone.
So yeah. Now do you go for a field goal to tie it or do you go for the lead?
I think they're going for the lead because he's down inside the one. No, now they put it back exactly on the one far side hash, Joe.
Jason Duggar, one of the blocking backs, is saying, let's run. They give it to the quarterback. He's going to go off the tackle on the far side. Touchdown, Upson Lee.
So the fourth down conversion gives the Knights the lead here in the first quarter.
So about a 49-yard drive, I believe it was. Capped off by a Nico Wells' one-yard plunge. Gives Upson Lee a 6-3 lead with 2 minutes left in the quarter. They'll try the extra point. Caleb Beverly, the kicker, will attempt the extra point. Nico Wells will do the holding. They'll spot it at the 10, right in the middle of the field. The left-footed kicker, Beverly, backs up. Goes over on the soccer style. Snap, the hole, the kick is up, and it is good, 7-3, Upson Lee.
And we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
Kick by Beverly will come down on the far side. Looks like the cable across the 20, the 25, and he's hit right there out to about the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. Well, right there, that was number 15 on the return that time. Drew Cronin that did the returning for the Trojans. Caught it inside the 15, got outside to the 28. Knows the football will be at the 28-yard line.
Junior defensive back Jaden Skelton on the kick coverage team, Joe, on the stop. You know, on that extra point, Bentley showed me he had a pretty good strong leg and accurate, too. So I don't think this is going to be Gilmer. Barely can kick an extra point. These guys look like they can do it.
McGarvey takes it, hands off to Carlton. Carlton trying to break through. He's only going to get about a yard, if that much, maybe up to the 29 for Parker Carlton. That's about it on this first one.
Cleveland Nicholas on the stop.
Second down, 9. Ball's on the 29-yard line. 1:35 in the quarter. Upson Lee with a 7-3 lead. Trying to get scores for you this evening. Sandy Creek and LaGrange is who the Trojans will play, the winner of that one next week. If the Trojans win, the winner of this one plays the winner of that one. Let's put it that way. McGarvey takes the snap. The left-hander looks, he's got time, throws it over the middle, complete. Kind of threw it behind Cole Cable. Cole caught it around the 33. He got drugged down to 32.
I got was Character that hit him.
Yep. Character roll, got him, brought him down. Ball's going to be spotted at the 33. Picked up about 4 yards. It's going to be third down and 5 from the 34. They've got to get out to the 38. for about four, maybe a long four, short five, let's call it. 38 seconds left in the quarter. Third down, McGarvey takes the snap, rolls out to the far side, looks, throws it sidearm, complete, got the first down on the far side. Really nice job, complete over there to that masked man, what he got it to. Ty Kemp caught that one, I believe.
Number
Let's
three.
See. Yep, Ty Kemp was a catch on that one. He got it and got the first down to the 41. 29 seconds. Now the clock will roll on the snap for the Trojans. One, two, three wide outs, two on the near side. Ball on the far hash mark. McGarvey with Carlton to his left. McGarvey takes the snap. Gives off to Carlton. Carlton tries to drive through across the 45 up to the 48. Got a quick eight right there. Gary's seven.
Yeah.
Hit that hole behind Weaver and Ham.
Broke through one tackle in Marcus Williams, a junior linebacker.
Got
about
Finally
knocked
8
him
yards.
Down. But, yeah. And
about 8 yards, and he's going to be down at the 48-yard line. And it's second down and about 3 yards to go for the Trojans. 2 seconds, 1 second, handoff to Carlton. He's tripped up at the line of scrimmage right there, and that'll end the quarter as Upson Lee leads it after one quarter, 7-3.
And we're back in the second quarter in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue. 97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Both teams in one possession in the first quarter. Both teams scoring. Upson Lee on top of the Trojans. 7-3 as we start the second quarter.
Third down, about 3 yards to go. Ball's at the North Hall 48. They've got to get across midfield to the 49 of Upson Lee. McGarvey, now there, North Hall's going right to left as we look at the field now. McGarvey takes the snap, rolls back, rolls to the near side. Little floor, oh, threw it right, basically in the ground right there, Gary. Had trying to hit Parker Carlton, who would have had the first down, but he threw it right in the ground. I hope that slipped out of his hand or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what. It rolled over here to me.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to the Trojans who have won two state championships this fall. They just won the one-act state play, flexing their artistic muscles.
That's the second in school history, Gary.
That's awesome.
That's great. I mean, that shows you that pretty balanced program when you can take an athletic and an academic state championship.
Exactly right.
Got a punt, though, Joe.
Got a punt. You got Walker Vining back to punt. Walker stands at his 34 to catch it. One man deep to catch it. Not a whole lot of pressure as Walker kicks and kicks it away from that guy. Hits around the 20, going to roll and roll and roll. He picks it up at the 5, out to the 10. That's number 19, Revere. Revere's going to be tackled inside the 5. Holy moly, who made the tackle right there?
That was a great tackle on the kick coverage team by number 14, Wade Haynes.
Wade Haynes comes in there and makes a tackle.
He's 6'4", 175-pound junior DB.
Nice job by Walker to kick it away from him and took a really nice North Hall bounce. It rolled down to the 5.
About a 43-yard punt.
Yep, the man picked it up, brought it back up, got it up to the – well, he caught it at the 5, but it retreated and got tackled.
Negative 2.
Down to 3, yeah. First down and 10 for the Knights at their own 3-yard line. You got Wells. You got Character back there with him, 1. Two wide outs, one on either side. Another guy splitting out wide to the near side. That's Revere, number 19. You got Revere and Chaney on one side. Jones on the far side. Big running back. Big halfback running in there. They're going to run it right there in the middle. That's going to be number 2. who is Fletcher, too. Didn't get but about 2 yards that time, maybe across the five a little bit. Nice job by the North Hall defense.
Yeah, gang tackling by the Trojans that time. A whole bunch of green shirts around that football that time.
The Scorpion Fly Branch, Cherokee Bluff, leading Luella 7-0 at the end of one. And the Bears will play either Jefferson or Oconee County if they win.
Second down. Gave him three on that carry. Well, second down is seven.
Jefferson's got a rematch with Oconee County tonight.
Yep. Wells, quarterback, sends a man in motion. Takes it, going to hand off. No, he's got it himself. They're trying to tackle him. He throws it long and deep. It's almost intercepted and hit right on the toe of number 19, Revere. Number 14 back there, Wade Haynes, almost intercepted.
Yeah, and that was about a hedgehog's whisper away from being a safety, too.
Yeah, they were. They were all over him right there.
Right in the end zone.
Yep, got his arm away from one and was able to sling it. And he threw it right into the wind. It sort of killed it and knocked it down, Gary.
Well, he was trying to prevent himself from getting a safety, but it was an ill-advised pass because he threw it right in the middle of the field. And a whole bunch of stuff can happen when you're almost getting knocked down and you're airing it out to the middle of the field. As a whole bunch of people can get to that ball, and some of them not the same color jersey you got on.
Third and seven. Wells, quarterback, takes it. Looks, throws the far side, threw it high, and the man trips right there at the 8-yard line. It'll be well short of the first down. It'll be fourth and five, maybe fourth and six from about the eight.
Well, and it wouldn't have mattered if it had gone through his hands because it came down almost exactly in the same place in the line of scrimmage. Right. So the ball's still on the seven.
Fourth down. 6 yards to go. Looks like they'll punt it.
I should hope so.
Nico Wells is back there. He's deep in the end zone, about 6 or 7 yards. Back deep for the Trojans is number three, Ty Kemp. Ty stands inside the Upson Lee 40. Wells has it. Kick. Got the wind in his face. Stay away from it. It hit there at the 37, rolled out to the 41. And the number three, Ty Kemp, falls on it right there at the 41. North Hall will have excellent field position for their second drive of the game.
Well, they will. And he got it off, but as you said, Joe, he kind of kicked it into the teeth of the wind. There's been a steady breeze ever since we got here. And as you said, when that huge, huge flag ripples at all, you know there's got to be some kind of wind to move that thing.
Exactly.
And for our listeners, that's the Upson Lee 41.
Yep. North Hall has the football. McGarvey with three wideouts on the near side. One running back beside him. That's Parker looking to throw. A little screen to Kemp. Inside screen across the 40. Got a man right on him, man. It was big number eight. Come in there and made the tackle. E.J. Harp, that defensive end, made the tackle down around the 38-yard line. Give him about 3 yards. It'll be second and seven.
And with some help from Bentavious Revere. There's another one, candidate for all-name team,
all
Joe.
All-name team.
That was, by the way, the 34-yard punt.
So what I'm noticing, we know we're one-dimensional with our running attack with Parker Carlton, so a lot of passing.
Yep. Hebron Christian over Lovett now, 14-0. Peachtree Ridge over Hillgrove, 7-6. Upson Lee, of course, 7-3 here. No cross over Grayson, 10-7. Going to hand off. McGarvey's going to keep it. He gets tripped up right there around the 37. He jumped over a guy right there, Gary, or the line. It just kind of fell in front of him. He jumped over the guys, and he might have got a yard, and that's it.
I think the King Brown had him by the shoe or by the ankle because he felt he went up, Joe, and then came right back down.
Fannin County having a tough test at home tonight. They're playing Jeff Davis. Jeff Davis has a 7-point lead, 14-7 on that. Buford with a 7-0 lead over Lowndes County.
It's 14-0, Joe Jefferson over Oconee County in the second.
Gotcha. Commerce getting beat by Toombs County, 7-0 early. McGarvey, third down about seven. Kemp in motion. McGarvey goes out to his right, looking, throws it at the last minute, way over the head, over there towards the cheerleaders. His intended receiver was Cole Cable, but he threw it over his head there around the 27-yard line. So it'll be fourth down for the Trojans and about 6 or 7 yards to go.
And they're going to try to pooch him back into another hole.
Yep. Mike said Oconee County, Buford up 13-0 now. Jefferson 14-0 over Oconee County.
Well, that's a switch. Oconee County beat them in the regular season.
Yep.
In overtime, though.
14-0 North Oconee over Ware County. Heard County over Elbert County, and Stevens and Callaway tied at seven. Walker Vining back, stands at his own 49. He'll kick it around the 49 of, that's a 48. Good high, long kick. Guys call him fair catch. He catches it down at the 2. Wow. He might have been better off letting that go to the end zone.
I think so. North Hall was coming on, but I don't know that they could have gotten there that quick. But he was, maybe he just lost track of where he was. Yeah, he fair caught it. Let's see where they're going to spot it. Maybe they may give him another yard. Yeah, they're going to give him out to the 3.
After the 3?
Yes, but that's a 34-yard punt. That's about what you wanted out of that.
Yep. Bentavious Revere, you wanted it inside the 10. They got it. They got it down to the 3.
Okay,
so
you know what these guys are turning it to.
Hey, exactly. You want that speed showing out there, that's for sure.
Yeah. See you on a spot to park.
First down for Upson Lee. Play clock down at 17. They're just now coming off the sideline. Nico Wells brings them out. Leaves one guy out wide on the far side. Most of these guys in shirt sleeves up here in the mountain weather tonight.
Better hurry.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Snaps it with 2. Wells going to try and run it right in the middle. He's only going to get about 2 yards to the 5.
Oh, Charlie House just stood him up.
Big Charlie can do that to you a couple times, can he?
Yes, he can.
Charlie is, let me find my number. He's got 6.5 tied for the lead on tackles for loss with Matthew Arceo this season for the Trojans.
Well, Charlie's bigger than the quarterback. Quarterback goes 215. Charlie goes about 230.
But second down, ball's right outside the 5, it appears, by the chains. Second and about 7. Wells going to hand off to his running back, and running back going to get stood up pretty quick. That was Fletcher, and he got hit at the 6.
And Charlie again on the, delivered the clinching blow.
North Hall's just now got a score now, don't they, fellas? The defense is doing a job. The offense has got to help them out some.
Joe, another score for you. It's now tied. Luella has just scored 7-7 with Cherokee Bluff, second quarter.
Now, these are dangerous people here. You don't want to give them a crack.
Oh, exactly.
You want to keep them locked down and locked up like the Trojan defense has done these last 2. So this is a pretty big third down right here.
Third down, about 7 yards to go, maybe 6. Wells with one man to his left. 3 wideouts. Wells back to pass, looking, going to throw it right over the middle. Complete out to the 20. Walker Davis is hanging on. Takes 3 guys to finally pull him down at the 23, but he got the first down. That was big number 8 right there, E.J. Hart, halfback, and a tight end basically comes out there and gets the reception, gets out to the 24-yard line. It'll be first and 10. They're out of the hole now, gives them a little room to operate.
Yeah, he's a load too, Joe. Listed as an H-back kind of guy, 220 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big old boy, thick in the middle. Wells.
They got a bunch of guys about 215, 220, don't they?
They do. Jones out to the far side. Rivera over there with him. Fletcher and Cheney over on the near side. One man in motion. Going to hand that man going across the far side. That's Skelton. Skelton tried to get around the corner. He does. Finally got caught on the far side around the 37, 38-yard line. If he had got around the corner gear, he was gone. That guy can fly.
I don't think North Hall has seen this kind of speed, speed overall. They've seen one or two backs that can do it. But
not since Stockbridge.
These guys are top to bottom are burners. I'll bet you they got a heck of a 4x4 or a 4x400 relay team.
Yeah, Jaden Skelton was the junior man in motion that time. Got the handoff and took off around the corner and got out to the 37-yard line. First and 10 now for Upson Lee, 6:31 in the quarter as they lead it 7-3. North Hall tried to put another good defensive stand. They were almost there until they got that little pass off. Throws it right over the middle. Wells does. Parker Carlson after the man, but they get another first down to the 49-yard line. That's going to be number 19. Yeah, number 19, Bentavious Revere. Caught that one. It'll be a first down at the 49 of Upson Lee.
So he's found him in the middle there, in the middle of the field.
Yep.
And they got their passing attack kind of clicking a little bit now, Joe, which opens up that run for all that speed.
Well, that one was run out of bounds on the far side that time after the catch. Caught it right on the hash mark on the far side and headed straight for the sideline.
Watch our middle linebacker, Joe.
See what Parker. Excuse me, folks. Buddy Clark in the middle on this one. You've got Wells. with one man beside him. That's character. Nope, that's number 19 that time, Revere, trying to get around this side. He swept around one guy and hopped across the 50 down to about the 42-yard line
for
North Hall.
Flag in the backfield, Joe.
Yep.
Be the second penalty of the game.
White Hat is talking to his and partners out there and getting everything squared away.
Probably a hold again. They had one back in the first quarter.
Holding.
It is holding.
Yep, it is holding. And it's going to be marked off from the 47 of Upson Lee. That'll push him back to the 39. Yep, 39-yard line. So they're behind the sticks. It'll be first down and about 20 now. See what North Hall can do with this. Now, you would think that they would pass it, but as much speed as they got, they may take off and do a little end around.
Again, majority of their passes have been complete, been up the middle.
Mm-hmm. 5:43.
Well, you got first and 20, so at least you got some room to work with if you're the defense.
Yep. Three, four wideouts. Three on the near side. Throw into this side. Got a man. Threw it behind him. Wow. Number six was wide open that time. Jaden Skelton. And he threw it behind him. Luckily for the Trojans, or that would have been back to the original first line of scrimmage.
At least.
Mm-hmm. If he hits him in stride, he might have a good chunk of green right there, Gary.
Well, I think I just heard the PA announcer say that the quarterback Nichols was hit as he threw it, so maybe that's the reason.
Mm-hmm. Had a man coming on him right there.
They're going to give him pressure or not, Joe.
Yeah, second down. 20 yards to go. 1, 2, 3 wide outs on the near side. Ball on the far hash mark. Wells going to hand off to number two this time. He's going to go across the far side. That's Fletcher. Fletcher's only going to get about 3 yards up to the 43-yard line, it looks like. Yeah, 43-yard line. It's going to be second 17 now for the Knights of Upson Lee. 5 minutes and 9 seconds left here in the second quarter.
The second or third?
Third down. Did I say second?
Yes.
Yes, third down. It's in the second quarter, but it is third down.
And 17 yards to go.
North Hall has been playing a 4-3 defense. They may cheat a backer up in the middle there if they need to. Wells brings them up. We've got number two, Fletcher, over on his right side. Four wideouts. Three of the wideouts are on the far side, which is the short side of the field, as the ball's on the far hash mark. Wells back to pass. Throws it right over the middle. A quick pass. Threw it right into, looks like a leg of a North Hall player. And incomplete. He was trying to hit number six that time, Jaden Skelton. It'll be fourth down.
Well, I think we're going to see the Trojans have one more shot at it, at least one more shot at it here in the first half.
It'll be Upson Lee's second punt of the first half. Still leading 7-3.
It's on their own 42.
Fourth down, 17 yards to go.
Let's see how the
Wells. And back is Ty Kemp. Kick comes down. Ty's saying to get away from it. And if I see it over there, well, Barry Short could have got up there in the wind and hit around the North Hall 45 and kicked back, rolled back to the 47.
Wow.
So not a very long kick at all right there, Gary.
Well, let's see, 11 yards?
11 yards, yep. About 11 yards. They got up in there at wind, and if you look at the flag, it's almost straight out, so that big gust of wind pushed it back for the Trojans.
All right, now take advantage of this last drive, possibly the first half, trailing 7-3.
And they need to use all 4 minutes and 29 seconds and score right here is what
that's
I
that's right.
Do.
Keep it away from their offense. Mm-hmm. Well, both teams have yet to call a timeout, so the full contingent is there.
But you got to be effective in his first down play for North Hall.
Smith McGarvey, ball right in the middle of the field, puts Ty Kemp in motion. Then a late call handoff right there to Carlton. Carlton lost 2 yards. He was wrapped up by that big number four, Malachi Character. Had a hold of him, and Parker still pulled him like 2 yards, Gary, back up to about the 43-yard line.
You know, Character is like only about 175 pounds, but he sure does play hard. 6'1", so he's a lanky kid, but he gets around the ball
strong
all the time.
And quick. Yep. Second down about 13 now, 3:58 in the quarter. I'm going to split out the guy to the far side. That's Cole Lindley. Oh, that was Cole Cable. We've got Ethan Croft and Ty Kemp on the near side. Parker Carlton up back here No blocking. Going to have to throw it over here. Got it to Carlton. Carlton got away from one tackler. Dove and got it to the 49 of North Hall. Going to pick up about 3, maybe 4 yards. Right there. He's back across past where the original line of scrimmage to the 49. It'll be third down and about 7 now.
Well, Joe, as you said, he did get away from the first tackler. But did you see how fast that tackler closed on that ball? That was
in a hurry.
It was, yeah. He moved 15 yards in the blink of an eye.
I can do that in my sleep.
Yeah. If I'm on the jumbo jet, maybe.
Yep, third down, 7 to go. McGarvey rolls out to the far side, looking to throw it a long way. Threw it way over everybody. The only guy back there was the guy in the stripes.
Yeah.
Out of bounds and around the 10.
He threw it away from 2 white shirts and 1 green shirt. Nobody was close.
Fourth down and 7 now. We'll have to see. They're going to run the punt team back out there, Walker Vining. So they only had it about, what, Mike, a minute and a little bit? Down to 3 minutes now.
3 minutes exactly.
One thing you didn't want to do was give it right back to them and give them the availability to go down and score here before halftime. You wanted to kind of keep it for a few minutes. And they couldn't do it. Walker Vining will punt it.
It's on their 49.
Number 19.
North Hall's 49.
Ventavious Rivera will be. They're going to fake punt. They're going to come across the 50. They got the first down, I think. The man's going to mark it around the 44, maybe the 43.
Well, they bid on it.
Is that 21 that carried it?
Trey Jones.
Oh, man.
Closed quickly and knocked him out, but not before the Trojans could get it.
Parker Carlton getting the glad hand. He's the one that got it. He's one of the blocking backs. He's number 12, and he runs it up there and gets the quick first down. Got 8 yards. Needed 7, got 8. Fake punt. What a gutsy call with 3 minutes left here in the first half.
Yeah, but it was out of their usual punt formation, Joe. Yeah. They just snapped it to one of the up backs.
Exactly. Got to convert.
McGarvey with Carlton on his left side. 3 wideouts to the far side. A tight end. Looking to pass. Got a man on the far side. Threw it too high for him.
Ooh, that was.
Yeah, that was almost close to 13 over there, wasn't it?
Yeah, Jordan Little was closing on that ball. That he had about as good a shot at it as number one did.
Now, Little was right in there, and he threw it over Cole's head. And looked like Little was awfully close to being in to be able to pick that one. That would have been about a 65-yard all-green scamper to the other end.
Yeah, yeah. Cole Cable went up for it. He just couldn't come down with it.
3 wideouts to the far side. Going to hand off to Parker. Carlton tries to go inside.
Ooh.
One guy's high. One guy goes low. That knocks him down, and Parker's down.
That was character again. He blew him up.
Well, one guy hit him up high. One guy hit him low, and he's getting up, and he's favoring those legs right now, Mike. And he comes off right there. I mean, there's nothing you can do right there. You got one guy tackles high, one guy tackles low. He comes off. And then White tumbling will come on for him in the running back position.
Well, character's probably closing in on 150 tackles for the season now. I'll bet you when he hits you, he sticks you pretty good.
I would imagine it leaves a mark. I know it would on me. That's not hard for Duke to do at 64 years old. That's for sure.
No, I think I look at my arm sometimes and get a bruise.
Yep. Back to passing McGarvey. McGarvey looks and fakes one, throws again, throws it over here to out of bounds to a guy in a gold jacket on the North Hall side.
Looks like a Georgia Tech jacket.
Yeah, it does almost. And that'll be.
Well, we had four players last night, by the way. It's all Tech defeat NC State.
We had North Hall had four down there watching?
Yep.
All right, good deal. Good for them.
Another fourth down, though.
Fourth down, Walker Vining will kick again. He stands at his own 40.
I'll bet you they don't catch him asleep this time. I'll bet you they don't fake
it.
It's at, at least they got a little bit more room, Joe. It's at the 45 of Upson Lee.
They can't get inside the 10. 204,
Walker gets it. He'll kick it at the 45. He's going to come down. He's going to call a fair catch inside the 10 around the 9-yard line. It'll be first and 10 with 2 minutes and 2 seconds left here in the quarter.
Well, that was wise for the fair catch because Wade Haynes would have drilled him right between the numbers if he hadn't.
Again, third time they have started inside the 10-yard line.
Well, they're marking it right on the 10, so they're giving him a yard after the catch. They say he must have been standing there when he called for the carry, and then he caught it at the 9. But anyway, spots at the 10, first down and 10 at the Upson Lee 10. Play clock's at 25. It is running now. They come out of their huddle from the sideline. 2:02 in the quarter. North Hall's got to play some prevent defense, prevent them from going the distance right here, Gary.
Yep, but you can't just lay back.
No.
Because if you do, they got too much speed in the open field. They might make you miss and put a move or two on you.
Wells gets the snap. Looking. Throws it long on the far side. Got a man in the middle of the field. Oh, good job defensively.
Oh.
Right there by, was that number eight?
Oh, five, I think.
For North Hall. Connor Harwood knocks it away from the intended receiver, number 19, Ventavious Revere.
That was a great, great defensive play by Harwood. All 5 foot eight of him. Got in there and hit him exactly the moment the ball got there and knocked it loose.
Knocked it loose, right. And boy, it has been a big game, gave him some momentum right there. They're in 7 seconds off the clock. Second down, 10. Coming up at halftime, we'll have the stats for you. Mike will talk with you for a little while. Four wideouts. Looking to this side. They hit the man number three, Cheney. Cheney gets away from the guy at the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Blocking downfield, 45, 50. He's gone, 30, 20, 10. No flags on the play. Touchdown, Upson Lee.
There's that speed we talked about in the pregame.
Yeah, and that's why we said don't get him in the open field because they can make a move on you. Boy, did he ever.
Well, and they North Hall coaches aren't begging for a flag or anything, and they just got him out there wide on this side between the hash marks, basically on the numbers, and went right down the numbers. They had a great block out there by one of his receivers.
Oh, yeah, somebody down in front of him. Yeah, that was, I was going to say that too, Joe. That really sprung him for the last 20 yards or so. Cheney just took it to the house.
13-3, 1:39 in the quarter.
90-yard scoring drive.
Yep. Sideline warning on Upson Lee.
So the pass was, what, 85 yards?
That sounds right.
I think it was second and five, wasn't it?
Second and five. I think that's correct. 1:39, 13-3 your score. That kicker, Caleb Beverly, the left footer. There's a snap. The hole. The kick is up on top of the old Phil House. It is good. 14-3 your score with 1:39 left in the half.
We're back to the kick in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Short kick going to come down the far side to North Hall to Cole Cable. He gets it about the 38. He's going to cross the, or excuse me, around the 34, across the 35, out to about the 40-yard line. It'll be first and 10 with 1:34 after a little pooch kick. Cole Cable returns it for about 6 or 7 yards. North Hall first down. And, Gary, it'd be nice if they could come down and score right here.
Absolutely. Need to get some points here before halftime.
Mm-hmm. Touchdown will be favorable, of course. See what they do with four wideouts.
That's the ideal.
Because Upson Lee gets the football to start the second half.
Yeah, exactly. McGarvey takes the snap, looking, got a man coming on, throws it long on this side, got a man over his head. Intended receiver was Cole Cable. Defense in back there was number 13, playing D on him that time. That was Jordan Little.
Yeah.
He just cannot connect with Cole.
Nope. A little high. If Cable was about 4 or 5 inches taller, he might could catch those.
Maybe, but he'd be playing for somebody else probably too, Joe.
Second down, 10. Same setup, four wideouts, maybe five. And McGarvey always being chased. Two guys get through. He trips him up at the 32-yard line. Number eight, that one of those big men right there, the defensive lineman, E.J. Hart, trips him up.
That's probably going to use a timeout because they could get the ball back here, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Hart waved to the crowd.
Yeah,
and not to his crowd either.
He waved to the North Hall crowd. Notice I did not wave back to him.
No, I don't think some of them might have waved back, but they probably weren't using all their fingers.
It's a big third down play here.
Third down, about 17, almost 18 to go or it's actually 13, almost 19. McGarvey, through four wide outs and a running back. McGarvey takes it. Man coming on him. He's looking to throw. Throws it right over the middle. Got a man down there. He got a man defense. Oh, intercepted.
Pick.
Right there at the 30-yard line, number 19.
Too much air.
Picks it off right there. Venturvius Revere picks it off. The intended receiver was Ty Kemp. And he picks it off right there at the 30-yard line.
Well, this is dangerous because these guys, we've seen somebody take it to the house in just a few seconds.
They score in a hurry, and they got 37 seconds and all their timeouts left, Gary. That might be why they didn't call any.
Oh, well, my mic keeps popping in. You're in the driver's seat for sure right now.
Oh, yeah, with the ball. First and 10, 37 seconds and all your timeouts here.
And slated to get it first in the second half as well.
Well, and that would wind up being a 3-4. Look at it like that after that pick. They just scored a minute ago. Kane Newton trying to get the crowd pumped up for North Hall. Nice little contingent, not a huge crowd, but maybe one full set of bleachers filled in for Upson Lee. Upson Lee gets a timeout with 37 seconds left.
We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Comes out of clock management now. The Trojans trailing 14-3 late in the second quarter.
Exactly. Well, and North Hall doesn't want to give up another score right here, Gary. As we talked about this a moment ago.
They
just gave up a touchdown. If they score here and then they get Epson Lee gets the ball again to start the quarter, start the second half.
That's a killer if you do that. You just can't do that.
See what they do right here. Quarterback Wells back, takes it, going to hand off to number 6 on the end around right there. That's Chef Skelton. Skelton around one guy, gets the first down out to the 40, and they keep the running until they stop it. And not sure, is that going to be a timeout? They're going to first down, then they'll settle and go.
They'll reset the change there.
Yep.
And then soon they spot it, it'll start over again.
They've already got the plays called.
Clock turns at 25. Hand off to the man coming to this side. That's number 19, Revere. Revere gets around one guy. Then he gets stuck right there at the 43. Nice job by 11.
Charlie Dyer.
Charlie Dyer. Nice job by Charlie. Another timeout.
We'll keep it right here. I'll use a term that Dave Archer used on the Falcons Network. You shall not pass with Charlie House.
That was a pretty good stick by the other Charlie Dyer.
Yep.
Came in. And Charlie listed at 5'11", 163, so not a real big guy. But, again, he plays hard.
All these North Hall kids play hard.
Another second generation Trojan, too, Jim.
They do.
Say again, sir?
Another second generation Trojan playing there, too.
Yes, it is. I'm looking up scores here on the other site that I've got. What's the one we're looking for, Mike?
LaGrange and Sandy Creek.
All right, get this. LaGrange, according to this now, this is Max Preps.
Yep.
LaGrange 31, Sandy Creek 7.
We'll see. They've been wrong before, unfortunately.
Yes, they have. Multiple times. 13 seconds left. Second down, about 5 to go. 4 Upson Lee. Wells at the quarterback. 4 guys went wide. Looking now, he's going to run right in the middle to the 50. He's looking, and Charlie House just bumps him down.
Just shoved him down, didn't he, huh?
Shoved him down right there at the 46-yard line. That's their last timeout that Upson Lee calls with 6 seconds left. Let's see what kind of play they come up with.
Well, they had, even though they stopped it to move the chains, they had to call that timeout because they didn't have anything called.
Right.
So now let's see if they're going to go student body left or right and just chunk it, or they're going to try another one of those fancy end-around things.
They might try to sling it again. You never know. Try to little screen pass, get it out there and get some downfield blocking like they did a while ago on that last touchdown. 14-3, your score.
Either way, North Hall's got to do big adjustments at halftime.
Yes, they do.
Joe, I like the way Upson Lee blocks on the edge. They really get blocking out of their wide receivers and their tight ends. I mean,
Those guys really clear things out.
As evidence, go back if you look at the film on that last one, the last touchdown they scored, that guy that came out there and blocked downfield for about 15, 20 yards to allow the touchdown. First down and 10, ball's on the 46 of North Hall. Wells takes it with four wideouts. Men coming on him. Charlie House got held. They didn't call it. They throw it, and it's going to be out of bounds, but I believe the clock went off. It did.
And that I don't know. Yeah, they've got after him pretty good.
Let
it go. Let it go. Let's go.
That'll be the end of the quarter right there, 14-3.
And we'll see if Coach Pinder decides to talk with Gary here at halftime.
See if we can get something real quick.
It's North Hall trails 14-3. And the Knights scoring their first and virtually their last, next to the last possession of the half.
I know they're talking about something right now.
Yeah, the referee is still talking. I don't know if they're going to
know what they're talking about.
About to play some more or what right here, Mike?
You'll need a second.
They're going to say he got out with the second to spare or something?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
That's your quarter.
That's the hit.
Yeah.
Coach, except for the big play, your defense has played pretty well.
Yeah, defense is playing really well right now. Offensively, we got to just get something moving.
They're really fast. A lot of speed.
Yeah, and we're having trouble blocking them up front right now, so we just got to get, hopefully we'll get it done at halftime.
All right, thank you. Good luck.
There's that adjustment Gary's talking about here.
Yep.
We'll talk about that at halftime here. Coming up next is the United Community Halftime Report. The score at halftime of the second round of the Class AAA State Playoffs. Upson Lee, 14, North Hall, 3. We're back in 2 on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at halftime at the Brickyard at North Hall, Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warfitt with you here. Sweet 16 round of the state playoffs, North Hall trailing at halftime, 14-3, looking for some Brickyard magic in the second half of play, as it will be Upson Lee with the football to start the second half of play. It was North Hall getting the opening possession, and they drove downfield, scoring on a Walker Vining field goal, giving him a 3-0 lead with 6:12 to go in the first quarter of play. And then it was Upson Lee getting the ball at the North Hall 49-yard line, driving downfield, and their quarterback got a 1-yard run. And they converted the PAT, making it 7-3 at that time, and then went back and forth throughout the rest of the first half. But it was Upson Lee scoring on an 85-yard play late in the ball game first half, as they were able to convert on their next to last drive of the first half. That big play with their speed, they convert to PAT and lead 14-3 here at halftime. And North Hall were to win this ball game in the second half. We're back here next week against LaGrange if the Grangers score that we got from Max Preps is correct, with Sandy Creek leading Sandy Creek 31-7 near halftime down in Middle Georgia. Also here locally, you have Cherokee Bluff at halftime on top of Luella. The Lions out of Henry County trailing our Bears by a score of 14-7. If the Bears win, they would advance on to the quarterfinal round next week against either Jefferson or Oconee County. Right now, it's all Jefferson shutting out Oconee County 16-0 and getting close to halftime right there. Joe, you know how difficult it is to beat somebody twice, especially within a month, because it was Oconee County winning in overtime back on November 1st.
That is for sure. Halftime scores got Stevens County up on Callaway at Callaway 28-7. Norcross on top of Grayson 10-7. Toombs County on top of Commerce in the second quarter, 14-7. Cherokee Bluff.
It's now 28-7, Joe.
Who's that?
Toombs County on top of Commerce.
All right. Cherokee Bluff 14-7 in the second quarter over Luella. West Forsyth 10-7 on Archer. Buford 21-7 on Lowndes in the second quarter. Jefferson, you said 14-0.
16, you
16-0.
Said.
16-0.
Was he getting the safety on him? You said 16 a little earlier.
They went back to 14-0. They changed it back.
Okay, let's go 14 then.
How about that? then you go to Fannin County, losing to Jeff Davis. They've come back, got back in the game. It's 21-14 now. Heard County, Elbert County. Heard County with a one-point lead, 14-13. North Oconee, 28-0 over Ware County. And according to Max Preps, LaGrange up 31-7 over Sandy Creek at the half. So, and then give you stats here, Mike, in the first half. We open them up here.
Why don't you go ahead and wait, Joe. Your voice. We'll take more. Coming up next, we'll talk to our doctor from NGPG, our sports moment here during halftime. Then we'll get Joe's voice going back with halftime stats after our talk with our physician here on 97.5 Glory FM at halftime. It's absolutely on top of North Hall, 14-3 on 97.5 Glory FM with the United Community Halftime Report.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
It's time for our sports medicine update from NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine.
We're talking with Dr. Gregory Woods of NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine here on 97.5 Glory FM. And we talk about surgery there at NGPG, but also when someone comes off the street into the practice, on Mondays you have what's really called the Black and Blue Clinic. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, what it is an easy way for people, especially of our contract schools, to get them in to be seen. So we block out a time on Monday mornings, and we're able then to see them without an appointment. So they can come in as a walk-in. And those patients are ones that usually are ones that the school or the athletic trainer is referring in for us to be seen with an injury that's occurred over the weekend or in the last week, and our athletic trainers refer. Coming soon at our Dawsonville location will actually be a full orthopedic walk-in clinic and not the black and blue clinic, and they will be open during routine office hours during the day and are capable of handling walk-in orthopedics at that location, meaning you don't have to have an appointment.
And that's located there at Medical Plaza 2, right, just off of 400?
Yes.
And that's a great service that you offer our listeners here, especially in the 400 area, Dawson County and Lumpkin County and North Forsyth County there at NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine. Are you seeing maybe different kind of injuries when someone walks into the black and blue clinic?
Yeah, it's usually less urgent injuries because things that happen with car wrecks where ambulances are brought them in are severe injuries where they're deforming. So those are showing up in our emergency rooms and in our urgent cares. And we work cooperatively with all of our urgent cares in the NGPG Sports Medicine. I work with them. And in fact, we have offices located in the same building as a number of our urgent cares, and we'll get a lot of cooperation when someone comes in with a problem that they need help with. And we're able to be there in the same location. Jefferson is one of those locations. The new clinic in Dawsonville is one of those, and where we have urgent care side by side. The black and blue walk-in clinics, though, they're mainly in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Cushing, and Jefferson.
That is good to hear. Now, of course, when someone has an injury of the weekend and they want to go to the black and blue clinic, I'm sure they're going to find out you treat all kind of joints, not just the knee we've been talking about, but anything from the ankle up to the shoulder.
Yeah, and we have subspecialists that do work for hands as well with Dr. Barrett. And most all of our orthopedic sports medicine trained docs do shoulder work and like rotator cuff repairs, dislocating shoulders, painful shoulders, tendonitis, bursitis. And, of course, our primary care sports guys will do the non-operative things as well, including injections. And we've had some new medications that we've been using in the last few years for arthritis of joints called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma, which is something we draw blood from the patient, spin it down, and put a platelet-rich component back into the joint, and it works as good or better than a steroid shot or hyaluronic acid HA injection.
Well, that is great to hear. Talking with Dr. Gregory Woods of NGPG and Sports Medicine, we've got much more for you. Coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM.
The Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their valuable support of high school athletics and activities. Alpha Insurance, Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, Gatorade, Wilson, BSN Sports, Atlanta Hawks, Mizuno, Atlanta Braves, Subway, Sport Medicine South, Atlanta Track Club, NFHS Network, Regions Bank, Max Preps, GoFan, and Georgia Public Broadcasting.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success. It takes a community. A United Community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
And we're back here at halftime at the Brickyard at North Hall as the Trojans trail up to the lead 14-3 here at halftime. Now, Joe's got his voice going. That's about some halftime stats, buddy.
All right. For halftime stats, let me pull back over here pictures.
All right. I love how you sound that, buddy.
There we go. All right, North Hall or Upson Lee really did a number out game. North Hall, they were 17 rushes, 407 yards, 5 of 11 passing was Nico Wells, 124 yards, 231 total yards on offense. North Hall, 12 rushes for 10 yards. They were 9 of 16 with Smith and Garvey, 73, so a total of 83 yards for North Hall. They punted it three times. Walker Vining, an average of 38, his long was 46. Only two penalties each for the two teams tonight, Mike, which is nice after that mess we had last week with 30 overall. In the first half, Parker Carlton carried it eight times for 20 yards. Smith and Garvey, four for minus 10. Smith was 6 of 19 throwing the ball for 73 yards. Ty Kemp caught 5 for 23. Parker Carlton caught 2 for 31. Jacob Adam, 1 for 15 for them. Akiandre Chaney caught carried the ball three times for 19 yards. Nico Wells, 7 for 51. Skelton, 2 for 24. And then Wells threw it 11 times, completed 5, 124 yards. Skelton caught 3 of them for 29, and Chaney caught 2 for 95. One was that long one, that 90-yard pass that he caught going down the field.
I know a couple of things for North Hall is that you see only two runners rushing the football. Mm-hmm. With Carlton with those 20 yards, and you've got to establish a running game here in the second half. And the other, with the injury to our number one kicker, what a job by Vining here in his freshman year. And he's playing like an upperclassman.
Walker's been doing a good job throughout the season with Blade Carmona out. It's nice to have that backup in there that can kick it. And he came in there, you know, no problem at all kicking that extra point, 30-yarder, to get the scoring going tonight. North Hall went up 3-0. And the only thing that is, as far as his length with the kickoffs, but we don't see a lot of kickers this year. Now, in the past 2 years, we've seen those guys down at West Hall or at Johnson or wherever that can kick it through the end zone. This year, you're not seeing it as much.
Nope, but the thing about it is that one thing that helped out in one respect is field position, and the Knights had the ball inside the 10-yard line three different times, right at 10 yards or less. And of course, that last one from the 10-yard line, they scored on that big, long pass play, but keeping them that far back
right.
has got to help North Hall, especially in the second half, they can do that.
Exactly, and they did a nice job both times. One down at inside, twice down at inside the five. One time they were able to get it out and go down and score. The other time they were able to force the punt on it, and that's what North Hall needs to do on this first kickoff here for them here in the second half.
All right, again, the situation is if North Hall can come back and win this football game the second half, they'd be back here at home next week if the score remains the same as what we got. If it's correct with LaGrange leading Sandy Creek, LaGrange who defeated Lumpkin County last week 48-6 on top of Sandy Creek with the score we got from Max Preps 31-7. That means if North Hall can come back and win, they'd be back here at the Brickyard next week to take on the Grangers of LaGrange. Mm-hmm. Now, also, if they lose and the score remains the same down in Flyer Branch, we'd be going with Cherokee Bluff next week because Tommy Jones Bears are on top of the Llewellyn Lions out of Henry County, 14-7 at halftime. And if the Bears win, they would be at home if Oconee County comes back in the second half to defeat Jefferson. If not, we're heading to Memorial Stadium next week for another Region 8 AAA showdown between those two teams. The first time, it was all Jefferson 35-0. But again, second time around can be a different thing for those two teams if that's what happens next week. Here it's 14-3, Upson Lee on top of North Hall at halftime. We're back into this two-minute timeout. It's your tune to 97.5 Glory FM, your radio station for North Georgia sports.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick for 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Hey, we're back here at North Hall High School. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford getting ready for the second half of play as the Trojans here at home. Hopefully not for the last time this year. They've got to come back in the second half. Upson Lee will get the football to start in the second half. It's going to be very interesting, Joe, to see what kind of adjustments North Hall made at halftime.
Yeah, both teams are back out during the three-minute warm-up period right now. But it'll be interesting to see what you said, Mike, that if they could play defense like they did that one time, and they got the ball and held them and made them punt. That's what Coach would like to see them do every time. When they get it outside past the 20, seems like it opens up more on offense for Upson Lee, and they're able to kind of spread it around.
Well, we've seen so oftentimes in the middle of that zone where they've been hitting the passes so effectively in the middle, they can stop that somehow, Joe.
Yeah.
He wasn't nearly as effective throwing to the corners.
Right. Well, most of the time he was hitting them along the hash marks, and then they take it and run to the sideline. So you're right, anywhere in the middle of the field towards the hash marks and then sprinting out. If they can keep that down, maybe they got a better chance here in the second half.
Here's another score update for you from GPB in the third quarter, about halfway through the third quarter now. At Memorial Stadium, it is Jefferson 21, Oconee County 6 right now, midway through the third quarter. So they're ahead of us down there at Jefferson.
In Jefferson, they're ahead. Oh, they're on television tonight, right?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
No. Alex Sleeman on his crutches. He got hurt, injured back in week 7, I believe it was. Let's see what North Hall will do here the second half as we wind down with about a minute and a half left here in the three-minute period.
Well, Joe, I want to thank everybody for joining us last Saturday morning. Head Coach Sean Penner, North Hall, on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. We had a huge viewership on our YouTube channel alone, not counting the radio, but on the YouTube channel, we had 100 viewers tuned in, and that is big for any podcast on YouTube, a local place like 97.5 Glory FM. And then remember, tomorrow we've got the show for you starting at 9:05. I'll be with you. We'll talk high school, college, and pro sports from 9 until 10. We'll have the live video stream. You get a chance to see me work behind the scenes there in the studio between 9 and 10 on our YouTube channel at Team Glory Sports. And tomorrow night, I'll be with you producing the game, as we'll be with you as it will be Georgia State taking on Texas State, Panthers' last home road game of the season. They'll be in San Marcos, Texas. Waiting to see what Dave Cohn can tell me about his trip to the Alamo as he's doing a little sightseeing. Hopefully he'll do that tomorrow before the game. They'll play a night game tomorrow night. 6:30 with the Panther pregame show, counting down the kickoff at 7 with the kickoff of the game tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And right now, Dave and I are negotiating whether or not to bring you college basketball on Tuesday and Wednesday with the Panthers in Jacksonville, Florida at a Thanksgiving tournament. They'll play Austin Peay on Tuesday, Tulsa on Wednesday. But there's some connectivity issues with the university they're playing at, the college down in Jacksonville, Florida, which surprises everyone. So we'll see if we're able to get that broadcast on the air for you on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, speaking of basketball, Mike, if you're interested, folks, want to come up, North Hall's hosting four games tomorrow starting at noon and four games on Monday starting at noon. A little Thanksgiving turkey shootout, if you will. North Hall's girls and boys will be playing at 3 and 4:30 both days, and they got some other teams coming in at 12 and 1:30. I think for Flat Branch is going to come in and play the girls tomorrow.
Correct.
And I'm sure
at 3 p.m. tomorrow, if I'm right, I think.
I don't know all the other teams in here. But anyway, you want to come watch some basketball. That'll be fun to do right before Thanksgiving. And
see these girls, they came in with a big win over for Science Central back on Tuesday, 70-44. So Anna Claire Atha, the new head coach, and she got these girls going.
Mm-hmm. There she does. She does. Walker Vining will bring them out now, Gary. He'll be kicking off here in the second half. You'll have Skelton and Cheney, Revere and Jones back, respectively, for Upson Lee.
Does Walker play basketball?
Yes, he does.
With a name like Viney,
he's got way down to football season, though.
He didn't. He can't do that later football. I talked to Coach and Miss Kathy earlier, and they said he's got to finish one sport before he can do the other.
There you go.
Kicks out when Van's going to come down there at the 20-yard line to number six, Skelton. Skelton trying to go around the far side. He's knocked down at the 23-yard line. Looked like big number 17, Walker Davis, come in there, tripped him up at around the 24. Good job by Walker.
Well, that is a good job on a high kickoff like that. That gave him a little bit of room to run. Let's see what adjustments the Trojans made at halftime, because that's what Sean Pender said as he walked off the field headed for the bob. Got to make some adjustments, and, you know, the speed of Upson Lee has been the deciding factor here in this 11-point lead they have right now.
I got it. You're exactly right, Gary. And the thing is, like I said there with Mike for a second ago, if they get defense can rise up like they did on that one stop when they held them inside the 10 down there, that's what they'd like to do right here. Get a three and out, come down, maybe score, and then go from there. Nico Wells, quarterback, with three wideouts. Throws it to the far side, got a man wide open at the 23. Goes up the sideline, 40. He's still in bounds. Dobbs in and out, dodging and ducking number 19. Revere gets a first down up to about the 41-yard line for Upson Lee.
They make you miss them with that speed, don't they?
Absolutely. And Joey is correct now. I have got it confirmed from the other radio station broadcasting our game tonight for our friends from Thomaston. It's 31-7 LaGrange on top of Sandy Creek.
The one thing they've got is that quickness to stop on a dime, change course, cut back in, go back out, just all that movement like in a pinball machine almost. Mm.
Need a turnover.
First down at the 41, going to this side. Man hit him right on the top. Good job. That's going to be Walker Davis. No, that's number 11. Charlie Dyer that comes up there and makes the stop. Now giving forward progress to the 42, but Charlie went right through a blocker right that time, Gary, and got the tackle.
That's about the second time that a North Hall defender has got there about the same time the ball did, made a great play.
Nice job by Charlie.
Another of those seniors, Joe.
Second down.
Connor Harwood did that earlier, you remember.
Mm-hmm. Second down, 9. Ball is on the 42-yard line of Upson Lee. Just underway here in the second half, 10:50 left in the third quarter. Upson Lee leads it 14-3. Four wideouts, two on both sides. Ball's on the near hash mark. Wells back to pass. Looks complete right. Oh, and he's stuck right there by Buddy Clark. Right there at the 43. He got it, caught it at the 44 and got driven back by Buddy Clark right there. He got 2 yards and then got walloped.
Yeah, Buddy made him numbers to numbers, his chest numbers to the receiver's back numbers, and whacked him pretty good. He only got a couple of yards. This is kind of a big third down conversion early in the second half, isn't it, man?
Yes, it is. Third down and 7. Ball's on the 44. Got to get across midfield to the 49 of North Hall. 10 minutes exactly left here in the third quarter. Four wideouts, three on the far side. Ball's almost in the middle of the field at the 44-yard line. One guy blitzing, trying to. That's Parker. One man coming on. Throw it. Incomplete. intended receiver was number 7, Jones. He threw it off his fingertips.
Yep, he was
open. Had pressure out there. Big number. Was that number 50 for North Hall coming in there on him? That was Robbie Lee that time putting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, he was just a little bit off, and maybe Robbie caused him to miss that, but he was open. His receiver was open.
Need a big return, Joe.
Yeah, we do. Crowd for North Hall got their cowbells out, trying to get everybody pumped up on this North Hall sideline. Now, to watch out, I don't think they would fake a punt right here. Nico Wells is going to be back at his own 30. He'll kick it around the 33. Back deep is Ty Kemp around his own 25-yard line. There's the snap. Kick will be around the 33. They almost got to it. Just pop up, get away from it, man. Then he hit around the 38 and roll sideways out around and down the 37.
Off the side of his foot again, Joe. That's the second. Very short punt. He had one of 11 yards. This is what's going to be six. Where are they going to spot it?
Got, going to be out of bounds at the 37.
So that's going to be 19-yard punt.
Yep. 19-yard punt.
He had one of 11 and one of 9. So Trojans need to be able to use this one right here.
9:48 and a quarter. North Hall with the football. They held that and wanted that three and out, and they got it. Smith McGarvey with three wide outs. Parker Carlton over to his right. I think that's Parker. Nope, that's Luke Jenkins in the game. Luke Jenkins, didn't see him in the first half. He has the football, trying to get through there. He gets about a yard, maybe, up to the 38, 37 and a half, 38.
That counter was slow developing, Joe, yes. And it gave the defense time to react, and big Harp came in there.
Harp and the King Brown. As thick as they are, they just kind of stop the holes up right there, don't they, Gary?
Yep.
But at least with Luke back in there, Joe, should help out with Carlton.
And Luke is having to come off right there, and Parker Carlton going to have to come in. I don't know if he jammed his foot in the ground or whatever. He's not favoring really anything, but he's talking to one of the trainers over there.
Harp 220, King Brown 270. I mean, they got some beef on the line.
Carlton got 20 yards in the first half.
Give off to Parker. Parker across the 40. The face mask, yeah, they grabbed it. I thought this when his head turned, it had to be face mask right around the 43. So he got out to the 43 with a quick burst behind Eli Hammond, Thomas Green, and Henry Weaver. And with the face mask on top of it, that'll give him the first down across midfield, or should.
We just mentioned the aforementioned to King Brown. I think he was the man with the infraction. He made the stop, but let's see how much they give him on this face mask.
It should be a 15-yarder because it looked like his head stayed back there for a long time instead of just whipping back around like a grasp and let go. Now let's see what they do from the 43. You had two flags come in, so if I can see it, boys, you know it's there, right? They're going to mark it off. There's 5. There's 10. It'll be a 15-yarder across the 45 down to about the 41-yard line of Upson Lee. A big penalty after the run for North Hall. It'll be first down and 10.
And you go say, Joe, if Mike could see it, you know it was a penalty.
That's right. Mike saw it.
he's stealing 10, signs again.
That's it. Stealing. That's right. Baseball season. McGarvey takes it. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins trying to go through. He does. Gets a little bit of room up to about the 35, 36 behind Weaver and Hawthorne right there. Got about almost 5 yards there, Gary. How about that? Down to about the 36.
You just got to be careful in these scrums when all that, because you better be putting two hands on the ball because that thing's liable to pop out.
Exactly right.
Then we got an update from Fire Branches, all tied at Luella and Cherokee Bluff, 14-14 in the third.
Ooh. How about that?
Luella trying to scrap away down there, aren't they?
They had a huge upset last week defeating Westover of Albany.
Yes, they did. What city is that, Mike?
Albany.
That's exactly right.
Parker Carlton in there takes the ball from McGarvey. Carlton's going to push across the 35 down to about the 33. It'll be third down and about 2 yards to go.
Yeah, Brown coming up slow, but he's hard to move at 6'3", 270 pounds, but he had some help too.
Yep. The King. Not some thickness on the line of scrimmage there, does.
You got Denari, you got the King.
Let's win the battle on the line of scrimmage.
Hey, exactly. That's what they need to do right here in this whole half. Third down, 2 yards to go. We've got to get to the 31. Back on either side, Jenkins and Carlton. Going to hand off to Jenkins. Jenkins busts through the hole. Going to push and push and push and get the first down.
Got that first down.
Yes, sir. Down across the 30 to the 29.
That was about a third effort right there.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
Nice job by Parker Carlton. He went off the right side behind McGill and Green that time and got the first down. Good push by those big linemen.
Yeah, Nicholas, 6 foot, 185-pound junior, first name of Cleveland, comes in there and drags him down. But good second and third effort. Got the Trojans a first down on the 29 of the Knights.
First down on the 29.
Hey, right up again.
I got the after the punt, North Hall driving. 7:25 left in the third quarter. McGarvey takes it. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins threw his block to the 30, the 25. Down to the 20. Going to be got about 8 yards right there, just outside the 20-yard line. Knows the football will be on it right there, Gary. It's going to be second down and about one for the Trojans.
Well, the Trojans need to come away with 7 points on
yes,
this
sir.
Drive right here. They don't need to settle for another field goal.
Joe mentioned before, they need to get a lot of yards on first down, and they did there.
Yep. It's huge when you can get 6-plus yards, 7-plus yards on first down. That's always a big plus for you. McGarvey with two guys on him, one on either side of him. Cole Cable, the lone receiver, looking for Cole. Throwing a lob over in the corner. Cole's there. Nope, knocked away down in the corner. A little hand fighting, but yeah. No flag.
Yeah, the North Hall crowd wanted this, but that's probably a good no call.
Yeah.
They were both kind of chicken fighting at each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, number 15 down there. Trying to get the crowd for North Hall fired up. He's over there jabbering a little bit. That's Ali Foster.
That makes third down and short, Joe.
Third down and two. About one, excuse me. Third down and one. Ball's right on the 20. Got to get to the 19.
I like the call on second and short.
Mm-hmm. Man on each side going to give to Luke. Luke gets the first down inside the 20. He gets pushed back, but he got the first down.
I think he got it, yeah. I think he got it. Forward progress, you got it. They're not even questioning it.
Yep.
Nobody is. They just mark it and move the chains.
Luke's down to the 18. It'll be first down and 10. Ball's at the 18-yard line. The wind is still whipping out of that northwest. And bless Gary for being down there tonight, buddy. Appreciate you.
Hey, you know, I bundled up pretty good.
Good for you.
My wife says I needed gloves. I said, I can't write if I got gloves. I need to get you some. I got the fingers out.
There you go. Hand off to Jenkins again, trying to get around the near side. He got tripped up right there. Ooh. At the 20-yard line. Hit him low. Got tripped up pretty heavy right there by one man. Was that four?
Yeah, well, right as there. He was going down, character number four. Mm-hmm. He came flying in there and made sure that he could hit the ground hard.
Last week, guys, remember Gilmer, they would hit North Hall low.
Yeah.
Well, that time the ball carry was in the air when character hit him.
Lost two on the carry. Ball's back around just outside the 20. Second down and about 12. Sit 5:41 here in the quarter. 14-3 your score. Upson Lee with the lead. North Hall driving. Parker on the right side. Parker Carlton on the right side of his quarterback, McGarvey. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. One man in motion. That's Ty Kemp.
What's the blitz?
They are coming from the far side. He throws it. Got a man, Carlton. Carlton caught it at the 15 down to the 14. Not now to 14. He got about five of them, so that's going to be third and five now. They got about seven right there on that one. It'll be second down and five for the Trojans.
That was Marcus Williams, 48, patrolling the sidelines to make sure that that's all the yardage the Trojans got on that particular carry or the catch and run.
Luke Jenkins back in the game. McGarvey comes back over. Carlton out. You got one man going over far. It's going to be Cole Lindley. Has a wide out with Cole Cable on the far side. You got Drew Cronin on this side, and we've got a timeout called by Upson Lee.
We'll take it with you guys. Back in 1 minute for North Hall here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires,
Check the brakes and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need. All the name brand tires at the best prices and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
McGarvey takes it himself, trying to cross the 10, the 5, cutting across the 3, down to the 2, got the first down anyway, all the way down to the 2-yard line. Smith behind Ham and Green and McGill. Gets the first down for the Trojans.
The design keep.
Here's with a design play by Smith McGarvey. A big run for the Trojan quarterback. First and goal.
And a gutty run at that, Mike. I mean, he had to knock some people out of the way, didn't he, Joe?
Looked like he knocked two out of the way to get there and sidestepped one guy that was coming in on him pretty hard from his left. And he just juked him pretty good. Second goal, just at the 2. McGarvey. Takes it again and trying to big push. The tush-push. Touchdown, Trojans.
So big one there. Makes it 14.
That was
Luke Jenkins.
It's Jenkins, yeah.
Yeah, Luke Jenkins. And the big lineman, one of the guys backed up there and kind of helped push him on in the end zone for the touchdown. 14-9 with the extra point awaiting. Big touchdown right there for the Trojans.
Well, they expected McGarvey to carry it again, but then he stepped back, and Jenkins got the handoff, took it right up the gut, stuck it in there.
Now look,
2 yards out.
Blade McCarmona is back in the game. Blade, number 4, is in there to kick the extra point or attempt it right here for North Hall. McGarvey will hold. The right-footed kicker. Ball be spotted at the 10. Snap. Ooh, it's high. The kick is up. It is through the uprights, and it is good. 14-10 with 4:59 remaining.
And back at the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
Walker Vining kicks it. It goes off the shoulder of the Upson Lee player and then out of bounds right inside, right there at the 10-yard line, Gary. I don't know if he's right there at it or not. It's going to be right there out of bounds at the 10. It looks like it gets the ball or the flag. That's the ball sitting right there.
Yeah, it is the ball. Line.
So the fourth time the Knights have had the ball at the 10 or less.
Jaden Skelton went over there to get it. He was right on the sideline, and it went off of his shoulder right here and went out of bounds.
Knocked it out of bounds. So instead of North Hall kicking it out of bounds, it got knocked out of bounds by Upson Lee. And so now the Knights have to operate from their own 10.
Which is not a bad, that's really what they wanted right there. They wanted to kick them deep, and they kicked them in there deep for sure.
But that's defense.
Defense is right, Mike. Nico Wells steps in. One running back, that is number 2, Fletcher, over to his left. 4 wide outs, 1 big guy in motion. That's Revere. Another guy in motion. Going to hand off to number 3, going the other way. Chaney got knocked down. Outside the 15, around the 16-yard line. He picks up about 6 on first down.
14-10, your score here in the third quarter. Cherokee Bluff is retaking the lead over Luella, 21-14 in the third.
4:33 in the quarter. You got number 2, Fletcher, going out now. And offensive coaches for... Now they got to run a man on late. On the other side over there does Upson Lee. North Hall crowd comes out hollering defense. Moving the plate D right here. Chaney on this side. Moving Revere next to him. Going to hand off to the up back. Hardly got back. He got knocked down in the backfield.
He was corralled hard by Charlie House.
Charlie House.
And Parker Carlton, they just stuck him.
They were that big Harp up back there, wasn't it? That was Harp with tried to tote it right there, and he didn't get anything. Might have lost a yard on it.
TFL.
Wow, Charlie House just decided to stand up and say, no, I think you're going to stay back here with me, buddy.
Again, Charlie's played himself a pretty good game, hasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he has.
Again, Joe, you shall not pass.
14. They're the balls at the 14. Third down and 6 now.
Big play here.
For the Knights. Nico Wells with a man beside him. 4 wideouts, 3 on the near side. Ball's almost in the middle of the field. North Hall with 4 down linemen, 1 guy creeping up. Wells looking. Man coming on him. Throws the far side. Threw it high. Got hit. Shy of the first down, I believe. Yes, it is. About a yard shy. It'll be 4th and 1 right there at the 19.
Boy, somebody just blitzed in there and denied him that last yard.
Yes, sir.
You can tell the adjustment made by the Trojans at halftime.
I would think they'd go for it, but I could be wrong right here. If you don't get it and North Hall gets the ball, that's a huge momentum shift.
What a gamble, though.
Yeah. Let's see what they do. Nico Wells is in there.
He's the punter, too.
Yeah, he's back there to punt. You got to watch him here. Remember, North Hall faked it in the first half and got it. Let's see what they do right here with 4th and 1 and 2:45.
Need a block.
Ty Kemp back to catch it. He will punt it. It's low line drive. Get away from it, fellas. Let it roll. It's not going to go very far. It will be down at the 40-yard line. So, what's that, the 19 to the 44? So about a 25-yard punt.
Yep. Again, on the opposite lee side of the 50.
North Hall's got a chance now, fellas, to come down here and get back in front of this thing.
I'm telling you, it's been special teams. Their punting unit has let them down.
Yep.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Knock on wood up here. I'll keep doing that for us for sure.
My head's right here for you, buddy.
Knock on Mike's head. Boom, boom, boom. There we go.
You said knock on wood.
All right, Parker Carlton in at the running back. Smith McGarvey in at the quarterback position. He goes over and has a word with Kate Hawthorne. 4 wideouts, 3 on the near side. Ball's on the far hash mark at the 44-yard line of Upson Lee. Going to hand to Parker. No, keeps it himself. Dives across the 42 down to the 41.
Well, you can see on that last drive, guys, we only passed the ball one time. It was incomplete. Now with Jenkins in, we mentioned about how it's going to change things up with him and Carlton in there along with McGarvey.
Well, a little bit of difference there, Gary, because you got Parker, who's a kind of pounding ground guy, and then you got Jenkins, who's a little speedy guy,
you got
a shifty guy in there. So
got somebody down.
Uh-oh, for North Hall, one of the big linemen. Let's see who it is. We've got a timeout on the field. All the guys are going out there, and that is.
And we'll take it with them.
All right.
With the score, Upson Lee 14, North Hall 10. Back in a minute with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
Thomas Green, the injured Trojan, has come off now with assistance. Looks like Nick Sanders goes in for his spot. Nick wears number 64. Clock on line. Second down about 7 for the Trojans. 2:07 here in the quarter. Gives off to Jenkins. Jenkins trying to get to the hole. The 35, the 34. Might have the first down. Uh-oh, and then they've got their number 4 over there. Character rolling around on the ground there, Gary. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, right.
Wow, and he's holding out the left leg out there like he's hurt. Oh, my goodness. Bless his heart.
Well, and we don't see anybody hurt,
We don't ever want to see anybody hurt, folks. You know, our team, their team, doesn't matter. You want to see both teams play with their full complement of players the entire time, and that'd be a huge blow for them.
Trey Jones and John Bentley. Yeah, because Character can play on both sides of the ball.
Oh, Character's he's a
phenomenal defensive talent.
Yes, he has. Well, he's gone over the 150 mark in tackles this year and leads 3A in that category. So now we've got I'm going to leave Dr. V.
And well, while we check with him, let's take another timeout. We're back at Morris, 14-10 Upson Lee over North Hall. You're on 97.5 Glory FM.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
We are back here at the Brickyard. North Hall trails 14-10, but they have the ball and they're moving. It's first down and 10 at the Upson Lee 34. The injured player character comes off the field for Upson Lee over the far side. 1:58 left in the third quarter.
He's kind of leaning to one side.
Yeah, that left leg is the one he was favoring when he was laying there writhing on the ground about a 38-yard line.
That's a huge loss to their defense.
Yes, it is. North Hall with two wideouts, one on either side, two running backs, one on either side of Smith McGarvey. Smith takes the snap, hands off to Parker. Parker trying to find a, oh, they hit him low. He got tripped up and might have got a yard out of it, and that's it.
I don't even know who hit him, Joe, but somebody hit him right around the waist, yep. And he just collapsed.
It looked like from right here, Gary, that maybe one of his own linemen got pushed back into him as he was trying to make the cut. He tripped over one of his own guys.
I think so, because I didn't see any white shirts really around him. He just went suddenly to the turf. Slowed down a little bit here in the third quarter, we only got 1:14 left.
Second and 9 for the Trojans. Two wideouts. Two running backs. Guard McGarvey rolls out to the far side. Got a good block. Now man on him. He's going to run. He's out of the bounds at around the 30. Yeah, inside the 30, so he gets about 3 or maybe 4 yards. Good job by Smith. Good decision, I think, Gary, to pull it down and run that time.
Oh, yeah, his receivers were covered again. That's at least 2 times now that Smith has had his receivers covered, but he's turned it into positive yardage.
They're playing man-to-man on defense or against our receivers.
Yep. Well, and they've got the speed to do that.
Bingo.
Ball, they got to get to the 24. The ball's at the 30. So it's 3rd down and 6. 1-2 wideouts on the near side. A tight end on the far side. Jenkins and Parker Carlton, either side of their quarterback, McGarvey. McGarvey takes it. Rolls to the near side. Looking, throws it late. Complete. Another round to the 20-yard line. That'd be a first down. And it is complete right there to number 3, Ty Kemp. Big catch. Got the first down by 2 yards.
Yeah, and he and Jordan Little came right at me, so I had to scramble a little bit.
Attaboy.
Well, you know, old.
Again, Ty
two bad
there
knees.
With another big catch.
Well, Ty's over there and said, there's Gary, let me run towards
him. Yeah, let me run toward him. He's a big target.
There you go. First down. Ball is at the 22-yard line. Nose of the football's on the 22. Inside the 22, so it'll be, they've got to get down to the 12-yard line. 42 seconds here in the third quarter.
Just keep churning.
McGarvey sends Cole Cable in motion. Gives it to Cable. Cable's going to get knocked down the backfield. Nothing happened on that one.
Somebody blitzed in. It was Denari Washington. Yep. Just came blitzing through there and knocked him way down.
Cole can't do anything tonight. He lost 5 yards on that one. Wow.
That's as bad as a penalty right there.
Now, Washington came in there and just grabbed him up around the shoulder pads on the jersey and slung him down. Good read by Washington.
Yeah, it's a clean hit.
Yep.
Well, I don't think anybody touched him, Joe.
No, didn't look like it did at all. Now, we got a timeout on the field. No, the clock's running out. There's the end of the third quarter, 14-10, Upson Lee.
There's a horn in the background. Back of the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Four fingers in the air. We trail by four to start the fourth and final quarter.
North Hall will be going from our left to our right, from the Bob towards the Old Field House here in the fourth and final quarter. Nice. They have the football, second down and 15.
Denari Washington made that last stop. He's another one of those Upson Lee guys that's around 6 foot, 225 or in that neighborhood. And, you know, all those guys that are that big too, Joe, they can all run.
All right.
They're not just big.
Official timeout trying to get the chain situated over there. Must come loose. See one of the stripes down on his knee over there, so evidently it came loose from the chain.
I like those lighted ones they have at Flowery Branch.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, aren't
they? Those chains.
Well,
down markers.
You know, chains get beat up pretty good. If you don't wrap them up just right every time where you can unwind them safely, they're going to get tangled up at some point.
I think that's the law of anything that's got links in it. Isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, two things with that. We mentioned Flyer Branch. Our best to Jason Tester, who will not be back as head coach next year at Flyer Branch. And big congratulations to Lanier Christian winning the GAPPS championship last night, 14-13 over Cherokee Christian.
I tell you, that's great for them.
Mm-hmm. First
the
ever
Lightning, right?
Yeah, yes. The Lightning won it down at Johnson High. All right, here we go. Empty set for Smith McGarvey. Five wideouts. Second and 15. McGarvey, guy's coming on him. He's got to run up in the middle. Now he's going to run. He's to the 25, trying to get around the guy. He does, 25, now to the 20. He's run out of bounds, trips over the – hope he's all right over there.
Oh, yeah, there's a flag.
The flag came
out. There's a flag.
Yeah, he got pushed out, and he's still on the ground over there. He got
about
knocked down right
down
there around the – I hope Smith's all right over there, guys. He got tripped up over the chain. It's over there on the far side. Holy mackerel.
That'd be half the distance down to the 10. It would be a first down.
Well, if he's they got to bring him out, even if he's going to be okay. But he's, is he still down?
Yes, he's still down. What I'm looking at on far
this
side.
Guy, the quarterback, Walker Davis.
Now, Walker was warming up at quarterback earlier, and he's down there throwing it right now.
Is.
Throwing it with Luke Jenkins.
Remember, he played back in Sean Pender's first year here at North O.
Yep.
Well, he's got a good arm. He's athletic.
Just hand the football off. Let Jenkins and Carlton do the job. He'll take us down around the 10-yard line if this is a penalty against Upson Lee.
They were still just looking on the far side.
Just a big crowd of people around them over there. And
that's
just got all tangled up in it.
Now, Gary, as we all know, that's the short side, if you will, of the field where it's really tight and compact between the sideline and the fence. The bleachers in the baseball field over there is really tight.
And he's got his helmet off, and he put his hands on his head. That ain't looking good, man.
And again, he plays baseball with the Trojans. He mentioned the baseball field.
Personal foul. It's going to be against Upson Lee.
Yeah, unnecessary
roughness.
They'll
go half the distance, and they'll go ahead and mark it off. It'll be down around the 10-yard line. Walker still on the ground on the far side. And best to him. Hope he can get up and come back off here on his own. Let's see.
Well, that Schleeman that just went out there on his crutches to the hole.
Yeah, number seven. Schleeman's been out there with him ever since he got hurt earlier this year. He's been on there.
He's not playing either.
No, saw him at one of the basketball games. Got to talk with him a few weeks ago. Well, it was the North Hall East Hall game, Mike.
Yeah, he might be better after him, say, in January.
He's coming off
okay,
under. Look at
now that's better.
Yeah, he's running back over
there
here.
He goes,
okay,
man.
All right.
That one play.
Got to come out one play. Luke Jenkins is like, yes.
That was scary.
Look at him. He's getting his teammates pumped up for one play
down.
Right here. He's got to come out, and he's giving instructions to Walker.
But watch the snap to Davis.
Yeah, got to be a good snap. Got to be clean. Can't do anything weird right here. Got to take care of the football. Walker's like, all right, I'm ready. I'm good. Come out for one play, and then we'll see what happens. Ball is down right outside the 10, Gary, if the 11.
He's got good hands. He should be okay. Probably going to be a shotgun snap.
Walker comes back out, talking to a couple of his guys. Got Ethan Croft, his receiver, out wide to the near side. Looks like he's got Ty Kemp over here with him. Walker Davis with Parker Carlton. He's got Cole Cable on the far side. Justin Allen, a tight end. Walker takes it. It's going to hand. No, ball's on the ground. Walker has to fall on it. Woo!
He got it and took off like he was going to run with it.
Yep.
And made about two steps and then suddenly lost the handle of the ball.
I think it
that
hit
was
on the
weird.
Hip, like it hit on the hip of the of Cable there as it came around and bounced away. And I think that's what messed everything up. Luckily, he was still back there close enough where he could fall on it. His third or second down, excuse me.
He basically
at the 16. Now you can get a first down at the 1 or right around the 1. But it's second and 15 now. And Smith and Garvey back in the game. Three wideouts near side. Luke Jenkins beside Norris Parker Carlton. Parker takes it. Rolls off the far side trying to get around the guy. Does. Gets down to the 10. And they're going to get him down to about the 9.
Well, that was strange. He kept bouncing off people and moving down the line.
Yep.
He bounced off one, move about 2 yards to the right, bounce off another one, and finally he got a crack and got positive yardage out of it.
Got about 6 down to the 10-yard line. It's 3rd down and 9 now with 10:42 here in the quarter. Northall trying to reach out there and grab this thing right here and get back in the lead.
Well, you know what? If they don't get 7 out of this one,
you got to get 3.
You got to take 3 because now you're within striking distance.
3rd down. McGarvey has it. Looking to pass. Got a man coming on him. They're still on him. He's got to take the ball. The ball's on the ground. He picks it up.
Oh, that would have been a fumble, too. That was not the ground causing anything right there. That was a fumble. It came loose before he got down.
That is ball. The ball's down at the 17-yard line between 17 and 18.
Boy, he just reached back and snatched that ball back to him, Joe. Luckily, he did. Good reaction by Smith.
4th and 17.
It'd be about a 35-yard field goal. Would you bring in Vining or Cremona?
4th down and 17. Thomas Green coming back in the game. Good to see Thomas back in there now. Came out earlier on the big lineman.
It'd be about a 35-yarder from here.
Get that 30-yarder in the first half. Walker's in the game. You got Cole in the game.
They're acting like they're just going to go
Ty Kemp
for
in
it.
The game. Now you've got a timeout call by North Hall with 35.
We'll take it with Blake back in 30 down. Seconds here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Well, Baker's there goes Charlie and Dalton.
4th down from the 17-yard line for the Trojans, trailing 14-10 here early in the fourth quarter.
All right, Joe, he's going to spot it just shy of the 24, so that'll be a 34-yard attempt.
Yep. And you've got Walker Vining in the game. Walker out there, they've got some big bodies in there for blocking purposes with Dalton Hulsey. Tanner White.
Yeah, you got to keep them out.
Yep. 9:35. They're going to try and cut it to 1 right here.
Brought Charlie House in on the side, too, to keep out the guy on the right, on the left side. Offensive right, defensive left.
What they're waiting on over there on the far side.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, good snap, good hold, and good kick.
Now I think they've about got everything squared away, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, well, McGarvey again is the holder.
Yep.
Here we go.
McGarvey will hold it around the 24. That'll be a 34-yard kick by Walker Vining. McKinley Kemp will be the snap. Snap, the hold, the kick is up. It's long enough. It is.
Good.
14-13.
Kind of a sidewinder, Joe, but he got through there.
And back of the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Walker Vining will kick off for the Trojans here as they hit the extra point, or excuse me, the field goal with 9:35 remaining. It's 14-13, Upson Lee by one here in the fourth quarter. And Walker Vining will kick off. You have Skelton and Revere back deep. The right footer Vining. Oh, a little squib on side kick. The guy falls on it right there to 44. Wow, one of the big linemen there, number 8, I think that was there. E.J. Hart falls on it there, Gary, at the 44.
That surprised me a little bit. He definitely wanted to squib it, but I think he wanted to get a little bit more distance out of it. Instead, he kicked it right to Hart,
yep.
And the big guy just fell on it. And in case you're wondering about the other guy, the Beverly, mm-hmm. Caleb Beverly for them, right before halftime ended, Joe, I saw him, one of his teammates held the ball on the 30. And he kicked a 40-yard field goal with plenty to spare.
Okay. Their best starting position in a long time.
Yep, they are at the 47-yard line. They're on 47 with 9:34 remaining. You've got Nico Wells with a running back, four wideouts, two stacked on top of each other on the near side. Ball's on the far hash mark. Wells will take the snap. Pitches it over to this side to 19. That's Revere. Revere gets across the 50, the 40. The 35, the 30. Now he's going to sail all the way to the end zone untouched. After the cut at the 30, he runs it all the way in and no flags.
One play drive, and just like that, North Hall's going to trail by 8.
Yep. A 43-yard pitch play over here to number 19. Bentavious Revere puts him up 20-13.
They just got it and went with it, didn't they?
Yes, it did, and they planted it. He stuck his foot in the ground there around the 30, and when he did, it looked like Jake Clark dove at him. Maybe Charlie Dyer missed him, and he was off to the races after that one. Beverly to kick. Oh, they missed out. They missed the extra point attempt right there, North Hall. They fall on it back at the 20, but that extra point will loom huge as now it's a 7-point game.
And we're back at the kickoff in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're represented to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who...
Luke Jenkins caught it down around the 20 in motion from Beverly. The kickoff, and he got squirted through there, but we do got a flag back at the 36-yard line. being back there could be on North Hall, but nice little squirt through the hole there by Luke Jenkins. Got out to the 49-yard line. See what we have.
Gary, one thing you're going to love, Jefferson's going to advance on to the next round. They're leading Oconee County 42-6 in the fourth quarter.
Wow, and it was an overtime game that Oconee County won last time.
That's right.
Yeah, well, hard to beat the Dragons twice in one season. You know, people say it's hard to beat a team twice in one season. Well, if you got a good team, it is.
Yeah.
If you're the playoffs here, you're a good team. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there's no flag. They're waving it off. They're picking it up. And the Ups and Lee coaches are going nuts on the sideline.
Throw one then for them, please.
Yep. And the fans are all standing up. They're a little ill about it, too. Oh, well. And North Hall's football. And the ball will be on their own 49, first and 10 for the Trojans.
Touchdown to tie.
Yeah, we got a lot of football left to play, boys and girls.
Oh, heavens, yes. 9 minutes, 11 seconds, 2013, a seven-point game here in the Class 3A second round of the state tournament. McGarvey keeps it himself. Tries to come across the 50. Got tackled, and he's down to about the 49, maybe the 48.
You know, the difference in this ball game, man, is two big plays.
Yep, exactly right.
53-yard run and a 75-yard one.
He gets about three on it. His second down and seven. Now ball's on the 48-yard line of Upson Lee. 8:47 remaining.
Excuse me, an 85-yard run. It was 85-yard pass from Wells to Cheney.
McGarvey. One man back there with him, two wideouts, three wideouts near side. McGarvey looking man coming on. He had to throw it at the last second. Got a man. Ty Kemp catches it at the 26. Holy cow, had a man or two on him. He caught it, Gary. They're going to wait there because he got hit really up high. Might have jarred his helmet or his head. So they got a little timeout on the field, and the trainers are going to come out in a hurry. Ty got hit up high, Mike.
It could be a concussion, too, Joe. We're back in 1 minute. We'll give you more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
First and 10, 22-yard pickup by Ty Kemp. He counted it and got hit immediately. Then a handoff to Parker Carlton across the 25, down to maybe the 24. They're still pushing the 23, maybe. And that's where he'll be down. And they give him about 3 yards, down to about the 23. Be second down and seven. Big catch, big-time catch by Ty Kemp, that last pass play right there, Gary.
And a yeoman's effort to hang on to the ball if he gets smacked like that.
Mm-hmm. Did a nice job to go up high, grab it, and bring it into his belly. Nice job by Ty. 7:50 now left in regulation. 20-13, Upson Lee by a touchdown.
Yeah, you better say that after last week.
Yeah. Second and seven, running back on each side. Two wideouts. Hand off to Carlton again, trying to get through. He might have got one or two. That said, those big linemen just stop him and pull him back. He didn't get a thing that time. Ball's going to be at the 24. Third down and seven.
Yeah, red zone yardage comes hard.
Yep.
I see somebody nursing, one of the Upson Lee guys, Trey Jones, was nursing a hamstring. Look, it's not a cramp, but this cold weather can make your muscles a little tight.
Oh, yeah. Character's back out there. I see number four in that linebacker position. He's back out on the field.
Boy, you didn't think he'd come back at all, did you?
The way he was favoring that thing and writhing on the ground, yeah. 6:58 remaining. Two wideouts, two running backs. McGarvey looking to pass. Got a man down the end zone. And incomplete. I'll get it right in a minute. He led him by about a yard, maybe 2 yards, a little too much there on Cole Cable.
But now, fourth down.
And Revere was was step for step with him, too.
Right there with him. Mm-hmm.
647. All right, so what do you do?
Fourth down and seven. Well, North Hall bench 20, looking over here. McGarvey's over here talking to his offensive coaches and Coach Pender.
You got to go for it.
Be a
field goal will help you.
39 or a 40 yarder. Well, you gonna get the, you figure with 6:47 and two timeouts left, you get the ball back.
Yep. Still got to get a touchdown.
All right, they're going to go for it right here. One, two, three wideouts. Two backs with Jenkins and Parker Carlton. Looks like the same play. They throw it in the middle. Complete down to the 15.
Oh, let's see.
The
see where he's.
Yeah, that's
they're going to give it to him,
down.
I think.
Yes, sir, right there at the 15.
Right
Cole
there.
Cable.
Yeah, I think it's a good call.
Yep.
A fourth down conversion for the Trojans.
I think that's a good call. I think he was right on the 15 when he caught it, and he got driven back.
And they've been doing a fairly good job of spotting that rascal tonight, so that's a good thing for North Hall right there. First down at the 15 for the Trojans. Huge pitch and catch by McGarvey down to Cole Cable.
I only know of one time where I thought they might have misspotted it.
Doesn't matter. Keep the drive going.
Been a good, pretty good officiating crew here.
6:20 and running. Hands off to Carl. Bounces across down to the 10, the 9, the 8. Ball was down. Thank goodness it popped out. The referee, the umpire back there saying, nope, ball was down. He's pointing to the ground. Ball was down.
But a big pickup on the first down, Joe.
Yep, down to 9. He got about six or seven yards right there, Gary. Just under 6 minutes now. You got a man down there. Number 11 is on the ground, and that is Denari Washington. And he's getting up slow. Oh, you got another man down there in the middle.
34
down.
Yeah.
34 is Jamarius McDowell. Jamarius is still on the ground.
And he's the guy who made that big stop against McGarvey back on the previous drive for the Trojans, remember?
And he's still laying there on his back. Let's see what they do right here. 5:55 left in regulation. Upson Lee 20, North Hall 13. North Hall with the ball will be third down, short yardage, about 3 to get the first down. They can get the first down right around the 5.
Just got a score, Joe. Buford's going to advance on to the next round. They defeat Lowndes out of Aldosta 42-7 late in the fourth quarter.
Oh, baby, that's a long drive to come on a cold night.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My buddy, one of my buddies from the Georgia Mountains, our Lanier Officials Association, him and his crew had that game tonight. And hats off to all the officiating crews that are still working. I think Lanier Officials had 5 or 6 crews working tonight across the state. And this man's still down on the ground. Still
take a timeout, Joe.
Give him about 30 seconds anyway.
You got it, man. Back in 30 here on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing
needs.
You got his bell wrong.
Here we go.
All right, number 34 is walking off. As Gary just said, Jamarius McDowell might have got his bell rung out there. His helmet's off, but he's walking off under his own power. He's got one of the tall trainers on his right side with his arm kind of cradling his right arm out there, just making sure he's not too shaky. All right, North Hall will bring it up. Second and about 5. 5:55 remaining. Upson Lee with a 7-point lead. McGarvey with Jenkins to his right. Two wideouts, both on the far side. Ball's basically in the middle of the field. Ball's at the 9. Eli Ham snaps, a handoff to Luke. Luke cuts inside, trying to get to the 5. Got to the 6, maybe the 7.
Third and short, though.
Yep, going to be third down and about 1, maybe 2. We'll say 3rd and 2.
A short 2, Joe. Brown on the
tackle. Third down and 2. 5:27 in regulation. See what they do right here. Arceo comes out.
Well, you know, North Hall had that early 3-0 lead, and then when they got down 7-3, they haven't been ahead any.
Ethan Croft comes in.
Chance to tie it.
One man beside him. On the left side is Luke Jenkins. They put Cole Cable in motion. Back, Walker's going to come to this side. He's looking. Got a man. Touchdown, Trojans! In the corner, Luke Jenkins. As he rolled out to this side, McGarvey rolled to his right. Turned around, looked, found Luke Jenkins in the front corner of the end zone for a touchdown.
And now you're a point away from tying it.
They put it on the wrong side, and the North Hall fans will erupt on that side, I'm sure, because they put the six on ups and leaves.
Yeah, they did, but they'll take that off real quick.
20-19 is your score.
Led him perfectly, Joe, right in the corner of the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Boy, a big shout-out to our friend Randy and Sally Smith tuning in to our broadcast. We got another good one for you.
20-19 with the extra point pending. Luke Carmona with the hold of Smith McGarvey. 4:48 in the quarter.
Got to have this.
Snap, hold, kick is up, and it is right through the uprights. We're tied at 20 with 4:48.
And we're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Bushton, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Walker Vining, they kick it down there to number 8. Number 19 on reverse comes this way. 30, 40, 50, trying to get up the sideline. Oh, he trips and falls. The Turf Monster luckily came up there and grabbed him at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, he was gone.
Wow. Number 8 caught it, this E.J. Hart.
They Joey Mitchell
and handed off to 19. Revere showed that speed coming up this near sideline, and the Turf Monster reached up and grabbed him at the 41.
Thank God. Remember, Joey told you about what Coach Pender said about how dangerous they are on their special teams there.
Yep. And they were on that one. Looked like a pretty good kick, and I didn't know if he was going to get anything out of it. But when they did that reverse, Gary, I tell you what, Revere just took off up this sideline.
Well, we know what kind of speed he's got.
Mm-hmm. Again, defense. You got to win with defense.
4:37, tied at 20. Ball's on the 41-yard line of North Hall. Nico Wells brings them out.
That was Jenkins' second touchdown of the night, by the way, mm-hmm. a few minutes ago.
In the second half.
Nico with one man beside him. That's Fletcher. Takes it, looking to pass. Throws it right over the middle. Complete right there to number 3. Cheney called it at the 33. Got 8 yards on the first pitch and catch right there. On first down, it'll be second down and about 3-4 Upson Lee.
Well, the wind has picked up.
Yeah, it looks like that flag's sticking out a little further, intensifying that cold front that blew in here yesterday. Nico gets the sign, comes in there, gets his guys in the huddle, tells them all what they're doing. Nico brings them up. You got guys spread out everywhere. Number 8, E.J. Hart, split out to one side. Two guys on the near side, going to hand off to the running back. That's 19, Fletcher. And that thing's going to, that's Revere. Revere's going to get hit hard by a bunch of green shirts at the 31-yard line, but he's close to the first down.
Joe, in the fourth quarter down in Middle Georgia, it's now LaGrange 38, Sandy Creek 22. And also congratulations, Cherokee Bluffs heading to the quarterfinals for the first time as they defeat Luella 21-14. They'll play Jefferson next week at Memorial Stadium.
North Hall trying to get the fans to come up on defense. Fans are shaking their Cowboys. It's a first down for Upson Lee. Ball's at the 31 of North Hall. 3:24 remaining. Nico Wells directing traffic. One blocking back. Got Revere over Revere. And that's going to be Walker. Davis brings him down for a loss.
Flag.
Flags coming in from everywhere. Is that a face mask? Looks like he grabbed him up high. I don't know if it's a face mask, horse collar, what it is. I got two flags down there, though.
If it's on North, I was going to take it down deep.
Yeah.
Taking it inside the red zone if it is on
They're
us.
Looking. Now, the umpire is facing Upson Lee's side. Let's see if he's going to go Upson Lee. A holding face mask on North Hall. Wow. Mm.
So.
And it's going to push it 10 to 15 yards from where it was.
Yeah, it'll be at least 10, if not 15, Joe.
That's from the 30. It's going to go down to the 16-yard line. Yep. Be first and 10 at the 16 of North Hall. 3:09 in the quarter.
The penalty you did not need.
Nico Wells with Revere over to his right. Three wideouts stacked on top of one another on the far side. Going to pitch out to Revere. Revere looking, running. Walker Davis grabs him again, knocks him for a yard loss. Walker Davis and Charlie Dyer in on the stop on the far side.
Clock keeps on rolling here. Deep in the fourth quarter, all tied at 20.
2:51 and running.
Hey, come on!
Lost about a yard and a half, maybe two, second down and 12 now, I'll call it.
Well, Kane and the players are trying to rally the home crowd to get up and cheer for the defense.
North Hall would love to get a turnover right here, I believe.
Yep. Just get into overtime.
Get into overtime. See what we do right here. All right, you've got quarterback Wells with Fletcher beside him. Hand off to that man coming to this. Oh, he's stuck. Walker Davis come in and knocked the man down coming from the far side. That was Revere. Knocks him down for another two-yard loss. His second 14.
Third.
Third 14. Wow. Walker Davis stepped up right there, didn't he, Gary?
He's been pretty big all night long.
That was Fletcher he knocked down right there on the man coming from the far side. And he just came in there and stuck him hard for another yard or two losses. Third down. They've got to get down to the six. They're about the four.
And watch the clock.
2:14.
Now this is pretty big.
Third down, 13 yards to go.
Watch the pass.
Fletcher with Wells. Wells gets it. Takes it himself right in the middle. God, they hold on to him. Nope.
Get him.
They got about three or four yards. He's inside the 20 down to about the 16-yard line.
And
back to the original line
goal.
Of scrimmage.
Well, as I said, I saw their field goal kicker hit a 40-yarder, but that was with nobody on the field except him and his holder.
Timeout, North Hall.
We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
It's deja vu all over again, Joe. Last week, Gilmer missed a game-winning field goal with no time left. Now, it is. Looks like it's going to be a field goal attempt by Upson Lee to possibly win this game, to at least take the lead. North Hall needs a big stop here.
It is fourth down. Yeah, fourth down. Nico Wells is in it, in there.
All right, you know, this was the side of the field where the Gilmer kicker missed it.
Yep.
They haven't looked like they're going to kick it.
Yeah, Beverly's in. He's the kicker right here, 92.
All right, well, now he's – okay, let's see. Now he's there.
Yep, the left footer's back in there. He just made sure he had enough blockers and everything.
All right, he's going to spot it at the 23. It'll be a 33-yard kick.
At the 24-34. There's a snap. The kick, no, and what happened beforehand?
Penalty.
It went through, but
timeout.
It went through, but we got a penalty offsides on North Hall.
That makes it 5 yards closer, though.
Yep, that'll make it from the 24 down inside the 20, make it a 19. The 34 make it a 29-yard field goal now.
Yeah, depending on where he spots his kicking tee. Some of these guys have been kind of hedging on it, Joe, a little bit. Instead of 7 yards, they'll put it about six.
Yep.
So now you got a chance.
Ball's going to be at the 11.
I don't know. You know, I guess it was a dead. I guess they had to take the penalty, but it was starting to drift. Let's see where he.
All right.
All right, going to spot it at the 18.
28-yard kick. Beverly. 151, 20-20. Beverly. Close to the hash marks on the near side. Beverly, the left-footed kicker, holding by Nico Wells. Snap, the hole, the kick is up. Block! The block is blocked in front. Wells picks it up. He don't do anything. It's right there on the 15. North Hall has it.
All right, now you got to take care of the football, Trojan fans. Just saved ourselves again. What a great play. A block, field goal attempt, and still tied at 20.
Charlie Dyer looks like the man getting all the glad hand and patting on the helmets down there, fellas. What do you think there, Gary?
I saw House in there, but it was a pretty good guy. They left his foot pretty good, but it didn't have a very high trajectory.
He hit the first one, guys, but we had the penalty. Second attempt, we block it, and we're tied.
North Hall will bring it in now. There is 1:44, and North Hall has one timeout left, according to the board.
Just to ask you a real dumb referee question. He missed the field goal. Either we blocked it, would we get it at 20, or just where we recover it?
Where you recover it. Ball's at the 15.
Making sure.
Yep. McGarvey takes it, looks to the far side. Going to throw it long down the middle of the field. Nobody there except the referee. He caught it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Cole Cable, he's going to go to the end zone. He's got a touchdown, but they're calling it back. Go step in the end zone. Step in the end zone. Cole, he did. Let's see what happened. I don't see a flag, Gary. Do you? The lights are flashing. Cole Cable just hit one. He juggled it at the 40. He kept running. He caught it. It went in the end zone. Holy cow.
That is phenomenal. That is an 88-yard pitch and catch.
Wow. I'm sorry I got so excited, boss.
Oh, never. Don't apologize at all.
Holy moly. Was that
North
something
Hall
or
just
what?
Broke their heart.
Woo!
But, guys.
We got to play defense for 138, guys.
Well,
holy
cow. You can't
cow.
Let them run it back on,
exactly.
On the kick.
All right. So, we got the touchdown. It's 26-20. The extra point is oh so big right here.
Well, Cole Cable hadn't had a pretty good game until right then.
McKinley Kemp kicks it in. It's up there. It's going to be. Good, 27-20 with 138, North Hall in the lead.
And we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
1:38 left in the game for North Hall to play at home next week against LaGrange.
Wow.
Cherokee Bluff will play at Jefferson next week. Just looking ahead, guys, I said it before, it's not out of realm of possibility. If Bluff wins next week and North Hall can keep this lead and win next week, it's Bluff and North Hall here in 2 weeks for a state championship berth.
Would that be something?
Absolutely.
Two county teams
would be amazing.
Playing right here at the Brickyard to go on to the state championship down at the men's. That would be totally amazing.
Well, as Cole Cable picked a good time to snap out of his slump, didn't he?
The first of the night, didn't it?
No, he caught one down there to give him a first down on that last
touchdown. Bingo, you're correct. Yep. Thank you, sir.
And he caught that one, and that was –
So
you know,
second.
He juggled that one three or four times in the air. He hit his fingertips, and oh my goodness!
I thought he'd already bounced it off the ground, but then you came back, Joe, and said, no, he still got it.
But you made the point, Joe. Step into the end zone, young man.
Hey, he kind of stopped down there around the three, and I was like, get in the end zone, dude.
Well, and the defenders, I think, were thinking it wasn't going to be complete. They kind of backed off a little bit. But once Cable got that tucked in, there wasn't anybody going to catch him.
Nope, he got it tucked. And
well, guys, again, it was 14-3 at halftime. Look what North Hall's done in the second half.
And that is the first lead North Hall has had since 6:15 in the first quarter.
That's a big injury right there. It's 19, Revere.
Yes,
that's been running all over the place, guys.
Yes.
He's coming off, and he's favoring one leg as they towed him off.
That's a huge injury.
Thanks to our buddy Randy and Sally Smith listening in. Randy just sent me a text telling me I need to settle down.
We are your home team, babe.
That's right.
I was about to say why. I didn't settle down.
27-20, 1:38 left in regulation.
As I always say again, though, Harper Bell, defense wins championships.
Defense wins championships. North Hall's got to step up for 1:38.
And we did on that blocked field goal.
Yep. Extra point. Oh, field goal. You're right, Michael. Good job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Walker Vining will be kicking it off right at on the X, midfield at the 40.
If you ever kicked in the end zone, now's the time to do it, Walker.
Walker gets it, trot up there, kicks it high. Pooch kick going to come down around the 20 on the far side. Who's got it over there? Hesitates. They're going to knock him down. That's number three. And he rolls around about the 38. That's three.
You better wrap him up.
Chaney, and he gets down to about the 39-yard line is what we're looking at where the ball's laying in.
Now, Upson Lee does have two timeouts left.
Yep. Two timeouts left. North Hall has one timeout left. North Hall leads it by seven.
And Wells can sling it too, folks.
Yeah, Wells can sling it. North Hall's got to play prevent on the back end and keep them in front of you on the front end.
Contain the run and stop the pass.
Randy probably hears me. I'm out of breath now after all that. Holy mackerel. Necro Wells puts a man in motion to the far side. That's Skelton. Two receivers on either side. Wells back to pass. Looks. Got time. Throws it over the middle. Complete. He's knocked down across midfield at the 34-yard line.
Wow,
that's number
pass.
Three. Akeandre Chaney picks it up.
And Jake Clark and Walker Davis. Well, we call Walker's name a lot tonight.
But the clock stops just for the change to move.
But they're already at the 33.
Buddy Chris McCall listening in tonight. Thanks for listening, Chris. 118. First down. Ball is at the 33 of North Hall. Nico Wells. Look, back to pass. Going to throw it short up here around the 35. That is Chaney again. And I think it's going to be short of the first down. And Chaney throws the North Hall guy out of bounds up against the fence on the far side.
Yeah.
That was
Davis.
Davis had him wrapped up, and then he just slung Davis out of bounds up against the fence over there.
And no call.
Well, I wouldn't think you'd get a call right there with a defensive guy getting slung up against the thing. They're calling for folks to come over, and there comes – they're calling for – is the trainer going over?
No, they're making – they're making substitutions for North Hall all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, prevent.
But the North Hall training staff has not gone over there yet.
Well, you got 63 seconds left in regulation. No, what they're having to do, Joe, is they're having to redo the chains because they got all boogered up over there when all those people were smacking into them.
Yeah. All right. Now, the second and one is what the clock says. Over here is first and 10.
First and 10
at the 25-yard line. 63 seconds left, 103.
And it's 27-20.
Wells takes it back. He's got a man. Come on. They're going to sack him. They sacked him at the 27.
The clock still runs.
Clock will run. Timeout called by Upson Lee.
Parker Carlton with a huge sack.
56 seconds left. Seven ran off. One timeout left each.
We're going to keep it right here at the end of the ball game, guys.
27-20, Gary and Mike. 56 clicks on the clock.
What a comeback by North Hall.
Holy mackerel.
Gary, you might have to ask Coach Spinner if he'll join me again tomorrow morning on the sports show. I think we got something going.
Okay. I'll see.
He had a great show, our biggest viewership ever last Saturday morning. Again, if North Hall holds on, we're back here next Friday against LaGrange. Cherokee Bluff goes to Jefferson next week in the quarterfinals.
One timeout each. North Hall with one. Upson Lee with one. 56 ticks on the clock. North Hall with a slim 27-20 lead. Keep them out of the end zone, boys. Upson Lee. North Hall took the lead early at 3-0. Upson Lee came back. It was 14-3 at the break. North Hall's come storming back. They scored 24. And they blocked a kick earlier. They flubbed an extra point, did Upson Lee. Nico Wells, second down, 12 yards to go. Four wideouts, two either side. Fletcher about it on his left. Wells has it. Looking to pass. Throws a flop up in the middle. Got a man back there. Intercepted!
Intercepted!
Intercepted! Intercepted in the back of the end zone. That's number 11, Charlie Dyer. Holy cow!
Charlie Dyer may have just saved the Trojans for the next round.
Woo! First turnover of the ball game for the Knights of Upson Lee.
Wow. And he overthrew it, and you can see Charlie was reading it perfectly, Gary. He was about 3 yards ahead of the receiver, and he just waited back there and caught it in the back corner of the end zone to save the Trojans and keep this up there. All North Hall had to do is take a couple of knees, and they'll win home.
We'll get at the 20-yard line, get the victory formation, take a knee, and let's head to the quarterfinals.
Nico Wells thought he saw something.
Yep.
Went for it all. Still had time. Still had a timeout.
And guys, it'll be our first time to the quarterfinals is back in 2012, the last time we won a region championship.
Everybody on their feet on the near sideline. Holy cow, what a game. Smith McGarvey will talk to the white hat. We've got one man safe back there. That's Cole Cable. They're going to take the knee. Only one timeout.
Oh, yeah.
So they won't have to worry about but snapping it twice, really, after the they'll call timeout, I would think.
Upson Lee will probably call one timeout, just hoping for a miracle.
Smith takes it, takes the knee immediately. And they are not going to call the timeout. So depending on when they do it, Mike, they got 42, 41, 40 left. If they don't do it till 35, they won't have to snap it again. And that's what they're doing right now.
They're waiting for it. The officials are waiting for it.
Clock's at 36. Game clock's at 30. They will not have to snap it again unless they stop it right here for some reason. 28 or 22, 21, 20, 19, 18. The White Hats standing in between the two teams. North Hall will advance on to the Elite Eight next week, and it will be here at the Brickyard. There's your win, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dalton Hussey down on his knees. And that's the final, North Hall 27, Upson Lee 20.
Everybody gives thanks for the Thanksgiving holiday next Thursday as we'll celebrate a day late next Friday the 29th here for the Brickyard as the Grangers of LaGrange come north to take on the Trojans with a winner to play in the Final Four in 2 weeks. And the celebration begins. Look at what we had to do in the second half. Defense, special teams especially, with the blocked field goal attempt, which could have won the ball game. He's taken the lead for Upson Lee. North Hall comes back with that highlight of all times with the pass play from McGarvey to Cole Cable.
Our coach, first of all, congratulations. What a comeback.
That was a great great effort by this team. This team never gives up, and moment right here. All praise to God, because man, helped us out tonight.
Temple of Brickyard magic.
Yeah, Mike says number one, will you join him tomorrow morning? Number two, little Brickyard magic.
Yeah, that Brickyard magic. I believe it now. 2 weeks. Oh, but yeah, this was a phenomenal effort by our boys, and just so proud of this team right now.
Was there anything that you did special, any adjustments that you made at halftime that you think might have turned it?
Well, just the stuff that we talked about going in is like trying to eliminate their big plays and make sure that we got, you know, some protection up front, and our guys just went out and played a lot better and executed better.
Well, you had the lead 3-0 at like 6:15 in the first quarter. Then you didn't get the last lead until the one proved to be the final.
Yes, thank you.
Proved to be the final difference in the ball game. So you hung around, right? You hung around.
I did, but I got to go talk to my team.
I got you. All right, all right.
Hope to see you in the morning, Coach.
All right.
All right. There we go, Gary.
Congratulations.
Anybody else you can talk to, Gary, you think?
Do what?
Anybody else you can talk to down there?
He's talking to the team right now.
You're going to find a player, was I was saying, Gary. You're going to find somebody.
Okay.
As the celebration continues, you can find Cole Cable or Smith McGarvey, either one.
He's talking to all the players.
I know. He's going to talk to them. Coach Spinner's talking to all his players here at the Brickyard. And it is a wild celebration.
Fans streaming out. Some of the players for Upson Lee, Noah playing their last games. I'm going to lay on the backs on the field, which I understand that. I mean, heck.
Oh, what game they had, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, a heck of a ball game. You give it all for 48 minutes, and then you lose a heartbreaker like that. Man, it's tough for those kids, especially the seniors, you know, that got on a run for Upson Lee and North Hall on a run themselves. To come back and outscore them 17-6 or 24-6 there
in the second half
for the Trojans. Some stats for you folks as we're waiting here. Walker Vining, 3 punts, 38-yard average, 46 total. Nicole Wells, 4 punts, 22-yard average, 34 was as long. That might have been one of the big things right there. Extra points. Field goal attempt, Walker Vining was 2-for-2. Extra points, Blake Carmona, 2-for-2. North Hall rushing 37 for only 67 yards, Mike.
Yeah, but 77 in the second half, Joe.
Yeah, and 15 for 24 passing, 213 yards.
No, my bad, Joe. Let me tell you, it was crazy. It was 57. We had 10 at halftime.
Yeah.
Had the minus 10 from Smith and 20 from Parker, so we had 57 in the second half.
And one key thing right here we can talk about, Gary and Mike, is penalties. 17 last week, 10 the week before that, 4 tonight.
Yep.
4 for 30 tonight, 4 for
even. But that last one, that was scary one there, we got called for the face mask,
yep.
Which thought would set up that go-ahead field goal. And it didn't, thank goodness.
35 for 76 yards tonight. You had Parker Crow 16 for 49, Luke Jenkins 8 for 26, Smith McGarver 10 for 6. Passing, Smith was 15 of 24. Cole Cable, 3 catches, 100 yards, 88 yards on that last one for the touchdown to put the Trojans in the lead. Ty Kemp, 7 for 53. Parker Carlton, 3 for 38. Jacob Adams, 1 for
38. Let's see if we can grab. Here we got Cole. All right. Got Cole Cable here. Cole on that last pass. And you didn't really have a great game up until that time. What happened on that pattern?
Oh, you know, the defense went out there and made a great play there. I mean, the motion was high. I mean, we went out there, and I knew, we were down a little bit before that, but I knew I had to go out there and make a big play for our team. I made it for.
How's it feel?
It feels great. I mean, this community is great, man. I mean, they say Brickyard Magic, and that really came out tonight.
Well, it did. It did. You didn't have. You had one short lead, and then the lead again to the whole fourth quarter. How did you stay focused? How did you stay in the game?
I mean, the energy really, and then the stands. I mean, again, they just bring the energy. And I'll just tell them low line on. I just keep your head up, keep it focused, and then they were staying focused on that.
Congratulations! You get to hear that those great two words. This time of year, practice Monday, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Congratulations.
Good. Gary, how about
against LaGrange?
Listen to this, folks. This week on 97.5 Glory FM, you have Cole Cable with the winning touchdown tonight. Back this past Tuesday night, Joe and I were at Chesapeake High. His sister Peyton gets the winning basket with 2 seconds to go in that game against Baines County. How about that, Joe, for a week for the Cable family?
Pretty good week. Enjoy Thanksgiving this week, for sure.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, Brickyard Magic, as they say, and appreciate all the folks listening in tonight. I'm sorry my voice was cracking, but I got a little excited there in the last few minutes. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, look at, again, the stats there from what Smith McGarvey did at quarterback and had that scare when we thought he was injured.
And he was got up, trotted right off the field, but Smith went 15 of 24, 213 yards, an interception, and two touchdowns tonight. He completed one of seven to Luke Jenkins, one of 15 to Jacob Adam, three of 38 to Parker Carlton, seven for 53 of Ty Kemp, and three for 100 yards, 88 total. 88 was the long one to Cole Cable there for the touchdown.
Yes, Jody Kenny. All right, single season record for Smith McGarvey.
Passing record with that last touchdown pass. Congratulations to Smith. Get to add on to that next week against LaGrange.
And it would be LaGrange coming to North Hall to take on the Trojans next week. We got much more for you here on 97.5 Glory FM. We're back in 2 minutes.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're represented to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
And we are back here celebrating the victory. North Hall 27, Upson Lee 20. North Hall heading to the quarterfinals. We're heading back down to the field with special guest with Gary Glenn.
All right, got Charlie Dyer here. Got that last interception, which sealed the deal. Tell me about that play. What did you see on it?
Well, I saw the ball. I saw the ball go up, and I saw two people in front of it, and I was like, I guess God just put it in my hand. So I just kept going. Ball kept going.
And what kind of emotion goes through your mind, Charlie, when you're like, when that comes in and you've got the pick and you know this probably is going to seal the deal?
I just, you know, I feel like the man after that. Like, I had a pretty bad game. Overall, I had a touchdown, jumped off sides, thought I lost the game. And do that, I just feel like it's all the glory of God.
So now it's on to, it's back here at the Brickyard, and LaGrange is coming. So you get to hear those great words practice Monday, right?
Yes, sir.
And school's out, buddy, too.
School's out. That's right. Yeah, but you're going to be out here working hard. You got to feel like, you know, after last week, this week, you got a little something going on here, Charlie.
Yeah, we got the momentum rolling. Bring it to the Brickyard. It's hard to beat us in the Brickyard. We're 7-0 this year in the Brickyard. So,
well, maybe it'll be 8-0 after Friday night.
Yes, sir.
All right. Congratulations. Good
Thank
luck.
You. Thank you, sir.
There you go, Charlie.
Appreciate it. All right.
Yeah, next to him, the proudest man in the place has to be his dad, Brandon Dyer, and North Hall coming out on top. Let's take one more timeout. We'll give you the highlight of the year in my career here at North Hall. We're back in two here on 97.5 Glory FM. Stay tuned.
Who are you looking for?
Season score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA's been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
It was North Hall 27, Upson Lee 20. Gary's down in the field with a record setter. Gary, joining him is Smith McGarvey.
All right, got Smith McGarvey here. Smith, first of all, congratulations, single season record here.
Yes, sir, thank you. I really didn't even know I broke it.
Well, there you go. Sometimes that's the best way to have it happen. Now, what happened when you injured? You look in some pain.
I went down, something popped in my knee, but I was really just trying to get back up. They kept trying to hold me down, but I was just trying to get back up and fight for the team.
I think we're going to call.
Well, this has kind of been your team now for the last 4 weeks since Alex went out. Until that last pass. What did you see on that pattern that lets you say, I think I can get it to him?
I knew Cole had him beat over the top, and I set my feet and threw it. I let it go.
Oh, Brickyard Magic again, huh?
Yes, sir. It's real.
This has been your pretty good year for you to be at North Hall.
Yes, sir. No doubt. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
What led you here?
God. Just betting on myself. A decision betting on myself and just really God just leading me here. I love it.
Well, again, you're still playing this time of year. Not many people are.
Yes, sir.
LaGrange coming in. How you feel?
I feel good. They got a pretty solid team, but I feel like if we execute on offense and defense, we're going to be all right.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
On the record, the win, and advancing in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. You're quite welcome. There you go, guys.
All right. Way to go, Gary. Way to wrap things up for us here. As we wrap things up here from North Hall High School here at the Brickyard, it was one pass play from Smith McGarvey there in the last minute of the ball game to set things up to give North Hall the victory. Here's how it sounded.
McGarvey takes it, looks to the far side. Going to throw it long down the middle of the field. Nobody there except the referee. He caught it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Cole Cable. He's going to go to the end zone. He's got a touchdown, but they're calling it back. Cole stepped in the end zone. Step in the end zone, Cole. He did. Let's see what happened. I don't see a flag, Gary. Do you? The lights are flashing. Cole Cable just hit one. He juggled it at the 40. He kept running. He caught it. It went in the end zone. Holy cow.
And that's what it is, Harry Carey, is it was holy cow time for the Trojans. As I would say this pronoun, we win. North Hall wins.
Exactly.
The home team has won and advances to the Elite Eight. The quarterfinal round will have two Hall County schools in the Elite Eight next week here at the Brickyard. It's LaGrange, the Grangers, who defeated Lumpkin County last week. They defeat Sandy Creek tonight. They'll come to the Brickyard to take on the Trojans next Friday night at 7:30. The Cherokee Bluff Bears, congratulations to Tommy Jones and the Bears. They defeat a very good Luella team, and they'll advance on to play at Memorial Stadium in Jefferson next week to take on the number one seed out of Region 8 AAA. The team that beat them 35-0 earlier this year, but that ain't going to happen again, I can guarantee you, with the Tommy Jones team second time around. It is Jefferson playing host to Cherokee Bluff next Friday night. And here's the thing about it. If the Bluff wins, if North Hall wins next Friday, on December the 6th, the Bears will play the Trojans here for the Brickyard with the winner to play for the state championship. I can see it coming, buddy.
That is simply amazing. A great game by the Trojans to come back. You know, and win in the second half, you know, outscoring them, 24-6 there in the second half. Amazing, great defense. As Harper Roth, buddy, always says, his defense wins championships, and that's what happened tonight for North Hall.
And, again, so reminiscent of last week. You saved yourself on a missed field goal.
Yep.
And we thought we were going for overtime until that call you just heard from Joe Gaylor that you'll remember for a long, long time. Thanks for being with us this evening here from North Hall. Final score once again. North Hall advances to the Elite Eight. They'll take on LaGrange. North Hall 27, Upson Lee 20. Thanks to everyone making our broadcast possible. For the producer, Nathan Laddie, for Joe Gailey, and for Gary Glenn, I'm Mike Warford. You've been tuned to 97.5 Glory FM, your home team for North Georgia sports.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Longstreet Cafe, Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Representative Lee Hawkins, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and by Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.